the web at ecomag.com.
On Sunday, June 1st, we present the 2008 Echo Magazine Reader's Choice Awards at the Tempe Center for the Arts. Join us as we recognize leaders in our community. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to AIDS Walk 2008. Find out more at ecomag.com or pick up the latest issue of Echo.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Barack Obama's controversial former pastor continues to speak out about his church and the criticism he has gotten. In an appearance in Washington today, Jeremiah Wright called the criticism an attack on the black church. He rejected those who have labeled him unpatriotic.
I served 6 years in the military. Does that make me patriotic? How many years did Cheney serve?
And Wright asked why he is speaking out now.
In our community, we have something called playing the dozens. If you think I'm going to let you talk about my mama and her religious tradition and my daddy and his religious tradition and my grandpa, you got another thing coming.
Whether Obama is elected or not in November, Wright says as a minister, he must still answer to God, and that while he must do what pastors do, Obama must do what politicians do. The latest AP Ipsos poll indicates Hillary Clinton has a better chance than Obama of beating John McCain in the general election. States can now require voters to produce voter IDs without violating their constitutional rights. The Supreme Court upheld Indiana's strict photo ID requirement. Democrats and civil rights groups had said that it would deter poor, older, and minority voters from casting their votes. Its backers said it was needed to prevent fraud. Well, the money may be in your bank. Tax rebates are being sent out to some people today. Folks are trying to decide whether to spend or save.
Will those economic stimulus checks coming from the federal government get plowed back into the economy? Don't count on it.
I'll probably maybe pay off some credit card debt and save mine.
Bill Katsatos of Brooklyn says he's with Kay Thomas of Manhattan. The rebate's going into debt reduction.
More things are pressing than buying a new iPhone.
Not that nobody's going to spend.
I'm buying me like a video game and some clothes.
But Terrence Johnson of Schenectady, New York was the exception. The first electronic payments went out on Monday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Record highs again for both oil and gas. AAA and the Oil Price Information Service say gas now averages at $3.60 a gallon. Oil futures were pushed to nearly $120 a barrel. And right now on the markets, pretty much even. This is AP Radio News. Austria's interior minister calls it an unfathomable crime. A man has confessed to imprisoning his daughter in a cellar for 24 years and fathering seven children with her. He also admitted to burning the body of an infant who died shortly after birth. The now 42-year-old woman and her children are in psychiatric care. Damage control today for Miley Cyrus.
I got my sights set on you.
Miley Cyrus is singing a different tune about photos she took for Vanity Fair magazine. In one shot, her bare back is exposed while the sheet covers her front. Cyrus came out with a statement saying she thought the photos would be artistic, but now she's embarrassed by them. But Vanity Fair says when Miley first saw the shots, she thought they were beautiful and not skanky. The magazine points out that Cyrus's parents or handlers were on the set the whole time, and People magazine reports that her grandmother and teacher were there when the racy photo was shot. I'm Michael Weinfeld.
And I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Circle K. Caffeine's Rejoice. Manic Mondays mean any size coffee is only 79 cents, only at Circle K. What else do you need?
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. Enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road, or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee. Coffee with character.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600. 480-314-7600 or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
Do solemnly swear.
Has this oath become nothing more
than I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States?
Than a quaint, obsolete little exercise.
Well, to the best of my ability. Sir. And defend.
Spoken once every 4 years.
The Constitution of the United States.
To make us all feel like we're still a part of something.
So help me God.
01-20-2009. What'll it mean to you? Talk, listen, activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Truth in Broadcasting.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom in the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Well, we're seeing food riots now in over 30 cities. Just in the last 2 weeks, there have been food riots. Countries all over the world, some major, major problems with food. And there are a lot of theories about what's going on here. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says that biofuels may be contributing as much as 10% to the current price rise. There are those who are suggesting that the deregulation of the commodity markets in the United States in the year 2000, the last year of the Clinton administration, there was this massive deregulation of the commodity markets. What was put in was is sometimes referred to as the Enron loophole. It allowed Enron to essentially manipulate one of the commodities, that being oil or being energy, electricity, fairly massively. There is some concern about individual countries' ability to protect their own commodities. For example, in 1959, this is with oil, Dwight Eisenhower placed an embargo on imported oil into the United States. That stood from 59, from Eisenhower's administration, until 73, when Nixon lifted that. And then Jimmy Carter tried to take us to the point where we weren't importing oil. But the reason I mention oil is because the United Nations also says while biofuels may have as much as 10% to do with the increasing price in food, that the increase in the price of oil accounts for at least 20% of it. Because tractors run on oil, fertilizers made out of oil, herbicides and pesticides made out of oil, all those kind of things. Biofuels are only 1.3% of the world's food supply. And then there's another factor here, the Washington Post writing, that mediocre harvest in the United States and Europe and terrible harvest in Australia, probably the result of global warming. So here we've got this perfect storm, this confluence of events, of things that are bringing about potentially a food disaster in the world. What do we do about it? Dr. Yaron Brook is with us. He is the president and executive director of the Ayn Rand Institute, the objectivist think tank. Ayn Rand, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D. Of course, she was the author of Atlas Shrugged, the book back in the 50s that kicked off the objectivist movement that provided the inspiration for the modern-day libertarian movement and has, in many ways, become the economic, anyway, mantra of the modern-day conservatives. And I know, Yaron, we always have to put the caveat in that you disavow those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's inspired any of anything to do with conservatives. But
well, you know, Alan Greenspan still quotes Ayn Rand, and
well, he quotes it, but doesn't behave according to. But you know, no true objectivist would head the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, you're right. Ayn Rand, by the way, the website aynrand.org, and so Yaron, what's your take on what's going on here with regard to food?
Well, I think there are four reasons for this. The first has to do with inflation. The fact is that over the last at least 5 years, really, you know, going back into the Greenspan era at the Fed, the U.S. Federal Reserve has been inflating the money supply dramatically.
In other words, decreasing the value of the dollar.
Decreasing the value of the dollar and really exporting that inflation. So any country in the world that has its currency tied to the dollar is experiencing inflation today, including
right.
China and many countries in the third world. And therefore, in dollar terms, food prices have gone up dramatically. You can go to the grocery store here in the United States and see it. And, of course, for third world countries, that increase is dramatic and is causing real problems. These are not fake. These are
right.
These are real problems.
Yeah.
So
this is an area where I think you and I agree, and it's oddly enough.
Yeah,
and,
I think so.
And the solution, I mean, you know, if this is the Fed, I mean, keep in mind, in 1913, when the Fed was brought into being, you could buy a loaf of bread for about 5 cents, and a loaf of bread right now is what, $2?
At least. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the Fed has been a disaster from day one. It caused the Great Depression. It caused the inflation of the 1970s.
I would disagree about the Great Depression.
I know you do, but it caused the recent housing bubble, and I think it caused the Internet bubble. You know, the Fed's policies have been misguided from day one, and I don't blame any particular.
So what do we do? Go back to the Treasury producing currency and say the banking system's on its own? I mean, when we did that throughout the 19th century, we had about every 15, 20 years a bank panic.
Yeah, no, well, I think that's much, much healthier, and I think bank panics would go away if we deregulated appropriately. I believe going back to the days where banks printed currency, and private banks on a private gold standard is the best deal. But let me go on to, since we're talking about food, because we could talk the whole time about the Federal Reserve and
sure.
banking.
Yeah.
Second, no question, biofuels.
They're a small factor.
Plenty of evidence that people are shifting crops away from food and towards ethanol. And ethanol, from every perspective, even if you believe in global warming and the problem of cause, biofuels are not the solution.
I think there's an increasing consensus on that. But Yaron, let's bring this right to the core of this.
Yep.
In the front page of today's Financial Times,
yep.
front page, headline, EU's food policy is the answer to high prices. Africa, and this is Ben Hall writing in Paris, but he's quoting the former foreign minister for the European Union. He says Africa and Latin America should adopt their own versions of Europe's common agricultural policy. Now, as you probably know, the European Union has a very protectionist policy with regard to food.
Yep.
The whole thing is all of the European nations collectively are going to be collectively food independent. Some of them are producers, some are consumers,
yeah.
most are both, you know, in various forms. But collectively they're saying, that's it, we are independent of food, and we're going to protect that market. And here's two quotes from this guy. He said, what we are now witnessing in the world is the consequence of too much free market. And we cannot leave feeding people to the mercy of the market. We need a public policy of means of intervention and stabilization. He said that West Africa, East Africa, Latin America, and the southern shore of the Mediterranean all need regional common agricultural policies. This is verbatim quotes from the former head of the EU's economic systems there. And it seems to make perfect sense to me. You know, let's encourage people to use the power of government to protect themselves rather than throwing this to the mercy of Archer's Daniel Midland.
Well, unfortunately, I think that's completely wrong. I think that in a sense he's right, and that is that these countries in Africa and in Asia need to start taking care of themselves. But the way to take care of themselves is to encourage more property rights and capitalism in their own countries. What they need to do is to create capital through private ownership of land. What they need to do is create true farming, true farmers, and to encourage.
Well, arguably, what you're suggesting is what Zimbabwe did in Africa. You know,
what Zimbabwe did is
he carved up land and said, "Here, have some. It's yours."
Well, but they carved up private land. They carved up land that was already very highly utilized for the purposes of farming. Very effective. Zimbabwe
I agree with you on that, Yaron.
Huge
but,
exporter of food, and what they did there is they stole the land and gave it to whoever.
But the point is that passing out private property didn't solve the problem. Whereas in Europe, the problem has been solved by good government policy.
Look, stealing private property from one group and handing it to another didn't solve the problem. The solution is to sell private property to people who are capable of using that private property. And in this case,
but in most of this country, most of these countries, there's plenty of private property.
No, most of these countries have no recognition of private property. And what they need is to encourage foreign investors. They need to encourage foreign corporations, the evil corporations, to come in and bring
buy up their
farm
property?
Technology, bring their farm technology to bear. What we need is more genetically engineered foods that can resist pesticides and increase the nutritional content.
But you're on in India where 3-4 years ago Monsanto started selling BT cotton to the farmers there and telling them, sorry, you can't keep your seeds like you always used to. They're now experiencing the highest level of farmer suicides in history because people are being wiped out because they used to have an economy based on saving seeds in a local economy. Now they have to pay to Monsanto.
I don't know where that comes from. But the point is that if Indian farmers use the latest technology, if Indian farmers grew the food that the market values or the products that the market values the highest, they would be making more money.
But Monsanto's not the market. Monsanto's a company that wants profits. And when you bring these large multinationals in, they essentially take over the local agricultural economy. And it no longer works for the local people. It works for the big multinationals.
There should be fewer farmers in India and in these other places, just like the fewer farmers in the United States. I mean,
we need more major economic elites.
How many people used to produce the food for in the United States? It was something like 70% of all Americans were farmers 100 years ago. Today it's 2%, and we produce gazillions more food. That's the kind of economies of scale we need to bring to the rest of the world. We need more capitalism and more trade, not less.
Okay, you can read all about it over at Ayn Rand, AYNRAND.org, the website for the Ayn Rand Institute. And Dr. Yaron Brook, the president and executive director. Thanks, Yaron, always for dropping by and talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tom.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman. Helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Aleve D.
The D is for difference.
Aleve D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Aleve D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Aleve D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Aleve D sinus.
Ask for it at the pharmacy counter and feel the difference.
Aleve D sinus and cold.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use as directed.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. My eyes get itchy, I try to scratch them, forget it. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make me drowsy. In fact, with Claritin, I'm alert and focused, so I get back to feeling like myself again. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. If you need an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring or upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. We pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. Keep in mind that with the warm weather approaching, ceiling fans are an energy-efficient way to stay cool. Call Evanston Electric for all of your ceiling fan needs. Our elite group of trained electricians is ready to help on a moment's notice. So for all of your electrical service needs, call us right now at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. Remember, you have the opportunity to support locally owned businesses like Evanston Electric. Call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, proud local sponsors of 1480kphx. Log on now to rewiringarizona.com.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's bachelor degree program in construction management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the construction management program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So here we are back to the, this is ultimately going to be the conversation that we're going to be having in the fall. And that is the conversation between the conservative right, the hard conservative right, that is represented by John McCain, which suggests that the answer to all things is the free market. And practical experience in the world, in my humble opinion, such as the European Union's very, very successful efforts to maintain food security, that suggests that when we collectively get together, when democracies collectively get together, when we the people get together and do things and do them in a rational fashion that integrates with the market but doesn't allow the market to absolutely control things, then you can have a policy that's actually first and foremost in the interest of the people rather than a small number of large multinational corporations. That's the bottom line. And that's what it's going to come down to. Whether it's Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, when it is the Democrat versus John Dean, it's going to be the people versus the big corporations. That's going to be the debate. Now, speaking of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, yesterday Howard Dean was on Meet the Press. And I think that he made a comment which was ultimately the most important comment. I mean, it was such a forehead slap for me. This was such an important thing. That was probably the most important thing politically that's been said in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And let me just share that with you. Here is Howard Dean.
Truth is, we need to figure this out before the convention. We need time to heal. And actually, I'm not the most important person in terms of bringing the party together. The most important person is the person who doesn't win the nomination.
Who doesn't win?
Because I can remember when I lost to John Kerry, I had to go out and convince my supporters, and it took me about 3 months, that they needed to support Senator Kerry. I endorsed him. I campaigned for him. I went to all the college campuses. And that's what the person who doesn't win this with 49% of the delegates is going to have to do in order to keep the party together.
And that's, you know, and I was like, yeah, of course. I mean, you'd say, well, common sense. But this raises the question. Barack Obama, up to this point, has kept his attacks on Hillary Clinton below that threshold, where if he went above that threshold, he would not be able to support her in the general election. In other words, he has not attacked her in ways that could be used, for example, by John McCain. He has not attacked her in ways where he would have to go back and say, you know, I was wrong when I said that, and now I'm changing my mind. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, and again, please understand, I am not being an Obama partisan when I'm saying this. This is an indictment not of Hillary Clinton, but of the way of Mark Penn and what's his name, Wolfson, the guys running her campaign. I think that they are so wrong to be doing this. By saying, for example, that she has experience, John McCain has experience, and Barack Obama has a speech. You know, that's hitting below the belt. How do you then, if she's not the nominee, how do you then do what Howard Dean did, who, by the way, never hit John Kerry below the belt? How do you then go out and engage in a 50-state strategy where you go from state to state and you campaign? How can she campaign for Barack Obama? I think that it's fairly clear that Barack Obama will be able to successfully campaign for Hillary Clinton. Because he hasn't, at least as far, some people in his campaign certainly have. There have been some vicious attacks on Hillary Clinton by surrogates, by people associated with the campaign, by partisans, by just people with bubbling in general and way too much enthusiasm. But it has not come out of the candidate's mouth. And when the candidate says, "Well, you know, I wouldn't have sat in that church with that pastor," how is she then going to defend Reverend Wright if she's not the nominee? And see, understanding that this is the fundamental dynamic in presidential politics, that the loser in a primary has to become the biggest cheerleader for the winner. Otherwise, the winner will not win the general election. As Howard Dean understood in 2004, and in my opinion, John Kerry did win that election. It was stolen in Ohio, but that's a whole other thing. But nonetheless, to the extent that John Kerry was successful, in large part it was because of Howard Dean. Howard Dean, who himself, by the way, was the victim. Here we have now down in I believe, South Carolina, you've got these ads which are not even running, have not even run, with, conflating Reverend Wright and Obama with a couple of local candidates and basically trying to say, you know, this guy, speaking of Barack Obama, saying, you know, this guy is blacker than you thought, or this guy is a more black radical than you thought, that kind of thing. And it's a, you know, scare the white folks in South Carolina message. The Republicans playing the race card. But they don't even have to run the ad on TV. The networks have been all too happy to play it over and over and over again. But anyhow, the point is, Howard Dean, who himself was taken down by Republican hit ads. Remember the Club for Growth came into Iowa in the Iowa primary when Dean was ahead and dropped $1 million on television advertising? Howard Dean, take your latte-drinking, Volvo-driving liberals back to Vermont. And it knocked him out of the race. So he's seen being on the receiving end of Republicans interfering in Democratic primaries, number one. And number two, as the loser, he's seen and understands the importance of going out there and saying, I'm going to support the winner. Will Barack Obama be able to support Hillary Clinton? Will Hillary Clinton be able to support Barack Obama in the general election? Because absolutely, as Howard Dean said, and this is so important, and they need to be thinking this every time they put together a campaign commercial, every time they make a statement on the stump, every time Bill Clinton opens his mouth, or Michelle Obama for that matter, they need to be thinking this, I may have to campaign for that person in the fall. And frankly, you and I have to be thinking about this as well. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Remy Rhodes, Jeff Darius, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Have you joined AARP?
Give me one good reason why I should.
You receive AARP the magazine, the AARP bulletin, access to the AARP website. You can save at thousands of hotels, motels, and resorts worldwide. Save on airfares, cruises, auto rentals, and vacation packages. AARP confronts age discrimination by employers. AARP works to strengthen Social Security and protect pension and retirement funds. Become eligible for AARP-endorsed homeowners, auto, and life insurance. Get access to reasonably priced long-term care insurance and group health insurance. Pharmacy services with convenient delivery to your mailbox. Access to a reduced-fee legal services network. Save on shoes, gifts, videos, and other products. You can join when you turn 50. Save on home security, online service subscriptions, emergency towing through the AARP motoring plan, and other services. All for $12.50 a year.
That is one good reason to join.
Hurry. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599. To join for only $12.50 a year. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Bank account. Did you get your tax rebate yet? I'm Rita Foley. They'll start hitting direct deposit accounts today. This is the money Washington is hoping you'll spend to pump up the economy. In Schenectady, New York, Terrence Johnson's already got plans.
I'm buying me a video game. Well, what my mother get? Well, my mother getting it? She's sending me like $500 from it. So, I'm buying me like a video game and some clothes.
New poll: Hillary Clinton has a better chance than Barack Obama of beating John McCain. It's an AP Ipsos poll. Barack Obama's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, spoke at the National Press Club in Washington this morning about the controversy swirling around his remarks.
This is not an attack on Jeremiah Wright. It is an attack on the black church.
Austrian police say a man has confessed to keeping his daughter locked up in a basement for 24 years and fathering seven children with her. Three of the children were apparently held captive with their mother. Another day of record gas prices, $3.60 a gallon. Oil's at a record, too. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than $1 a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Sean Hannity is going to use the old battles of the 60s to frame Barack Obama as violent. And if we refuse to look at what he's using as a tool and understand that the tool has no teeth, it will continue to be used against Barack Obama in a violent way. The only way these kinds of attacks will go away is if light is shown on them and it is proven that they are false in philosophy and that we are not afraid of the right framing the left as violent, because in fact we are not.
Action Point with Cynthia Black. Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
My Dish Now offers you their absolute best deal ever. Schedule your installation right now and get free installation, a free high-definition DVR upgrade that works on two TVs, a free year subscription to TV Guide, and an Apple iPod thank you gift just for switching to Dish Network. Grab your credit card and schedule now. There's no equipment to buy, and Dish Network packages start at under $20 a month. Call now, 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
The President of the United States. Remember him? You know, the bloody oil war. Remember that? Yeah, him. You know where he was last night?
Where?
He was on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. He was on Deal or No Deal. I wish that he would have been on Deal or No Deal when the Supreme Court was choosing him.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m.
This is 1480 KPHX.
It's all good. It's all right. Oh, it's always a good day when you're glad to be alive. Everything I need.
34 minutes past the hour. The Tom Hartman program brought to you by you, our listeners. Get to your local radio station. Ask them for a bumper sticker to put on the back seat of your car. Call your sponsors and tell them you're listening. And even if you can't buy their products right now, you'll recommend them to others. And, of course, if you can, pick them up. Let your station know that you're listening. Progressive Talk Radio needs you to be involved. And, of course, we're powered in part by Teamsters for Change. It is time for a change in Washington. You can find out more at Teamster.org. Our phone number, 1-866-303-2270, toll-free nationwide. Actually, internationally, it's not toll-free internationally, but in most countries you can call an 866 number from pretty much anywhere. And our website, TomHartman.com, AirAmerica.com. If you want to drop into our live chat room, you'll find links off both. Jim in Marco Island, Florida. Hey, Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks
for
calling.
Hey, Tom, glad to be back on. Can't remember the name of the economist you had on talking about regulation, deregulation, but he sounds more like a priest than a scientist.
Just now, this was that was Dr. Yaron Brook, and he's the head of the Ayn Rand Institute. They've advocated...
Oh, that explains it. But,
yeah, objectivism.
He is more of a priest then.
Well, it is an ideology to a certain extent, and I think he would agree with that. I have a policy of not trashing my guests when they're not around to defend themselves, but I think that I think I can speak for him. You know, we've talked enough times. I think that in any case, your point.
My point is unregulated markets. If you look at history, you look at Barrington Moore's stuff on social origins of dictatorships and democracies. Mm. There's a straight line between the Articles of Enclosure. The creation of landlordism, which is a kind of parochial fascism, and without some kind of reasonable regulation, justice is the first victim.
Right. And in fact, I think, let me extend that from the abstract to the practical. When you look at China right now, I was in China. It's interesting. I was having this conversation yesterday with my brother-in-law and his wife. And my son, who've all been observing this stuff, and my brother-in-law and his wife just came back from spending quite a bit of time in China. And 40 years ago, China was communist. When I was in 86, when I spent a month at the Beijing International Acupuncture Teaching Hospital studying acupuncture, everybody had free health care. I mean, you could basically show up at any clinic and get health care. That's not the case anymore. And China has gone from being a society where family, community, and the commons were the most highly valued things. Now, they did it very imperfectly. It was a communist dictatorship, to one where private property is most highly valued. It has become, China, in my opinion, has moved from communism to fascism almost seamlessly, and they've done it by the integration of laissez-faire capitalism.
Well, so, they moved from warlordism to communism to fascism almost seamlessly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, well said, Jim.
It takes a lot of work and a lot of discussion and a lot of objectivity to run a democracy.
It does. It absolutely does. And thank you for the call. It takes an educated populace, and it takes a lot of involvement, and it does take regulation of markets, because unregulated markets will ultimately become fascistic, because they will become so large and so powerful, so monopolistic, that they will eventually come to control the government. And when they do, you have then, you know, the classic definition of fascism, the merger of business and state interests. Tim in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good. But I'm great, but I'll get better. What's up?
I was wanted to comment about your guest, Mr. Brooks.
Uh-huh.
And his explanation is just so cut and dry that he wants to explain things off to just trade it over to the marketplace and it'll figure itself out. And
right.
It's such a limited explanation, I believe. And
why?
It doesn't take into account that you know, if you push the marketplace on people, and well, private property is another thing in itself. It's fine. But if you push marketplaces and people that in countries where it's developing, like in Africa, you have people who are strapped into a cash economy where they used to barter for everything.
Yeah. In fact, I would extend that. I would say that there is no such thing as a free marketplace. Marketplaces exist within a social consensus. We call that social consensus, by and large, in the United States, our government, our laws. In other words, we have laws about how commerce is conducted. There are certain things that you and I can contract to do. There are certain things we can't contract to do. And there are certain parameters within which a contract is functional and not functional. There are courts to enforce those laws. There's a currency to be used as a medium of exchange. There's devices to maintain the stability of that currency. There is a certain infrastructure in which which is the soil that the seeds of capitalism go into and from which economies grow. And that infrastructure is the infrastructure of the commons, the public commons, the public education system, our roads, our highways, our police, our fire department, our public education. All of these things make it possible for there to be what you call a marketplace. And none of that is free. None of that is unregulated. All of that requires the active involvement and participation of all of us. And so I would say, flat out, period, anytime somebody talks about the free market, they don't have a clue, because there's no such thing as a free market, period. I mean, the closest you can get to it is if I say, I'll wash your car if you'll mow my lawn. That's a pure barter economy just between two people. But even that's not a free market, because what happens in our society anyway, what happens if after I've made the deal, I'll wash your car if you'll mow my lawn, you discover that my lawn is 20 acres? Or if I'm washing your car and I wreck your car? You know, at that point, then, you've got to have laws. You've got to have, you know, there's got to be how do you get remedy if you've been screwed? So, again, not a free market. Okay. Also, to the discussion of whether or not Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama will be able to defend the other after this primary, Charlie in Fort Lauderdale has some thoughts on that. Hey, Charlie, thanks for listening to us on WINS.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. In terms of realpolitik, these characters always reconcile. If you remember Bush, the father, Bush Père, and Reagan, it was very bitter. He called his economic policy voodoo economics.
But that was as far as it got, and that stuck for a long, long time. That hurt Reagan.
But he ended up on the ticket with him.
So, no, I understand that, but that was as far as it got. I don't think the Bush Sr. I remember that election very well. I don't think the Bush Sr. ever said that Reagan wasn't qualified to be president.
When you say that somebody's plan is voodoo economics, that it's smoke and mirrors, even just look a few months ago, Romney and McCain.
But he was speaking of Reagan's policies, not Reagan as a person.
McCain was taking on Romney, saying that basically Romney was just a talking head, you know, that all his privilege had gotten him where he was. I just think the people seem to take it more seriously. The advocates for the politician take it more seriously than the politicians do. I don't think they really hold grudges with this. And if you saw Scalia last night, you realize this delusive, delusional, arrogant man, that we're going to get more of this type if McCain gets in.
Yeah.
I think all the Obama and Clinton fans got to kiss and make up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why last week on the show, every time a partisan Obama or Clinton person would call in and start trashing the other candidate, I'd say, okay, now you've had your say about that candidate. I'd like to hear you give an elevator speech for the candidate that you oppose. And I was just frankly shocked by the number of people who were either unwilling or unable, mostly unwilling, to do that. And because that's what we're going to have to do. I mean, there's going to come a point sometime in the next couple of months where we are going to have to heal this party. You and I as voters, you and I as citizens, me as a talk show host, the politicians themselves, the party itself. I'm very concerned about talk shows that have gone into the realm of personal vilification of the individual candidates. I'm frankly very concerned about candidates that go into the realm of personal vilification. And I'm very concerned about surrogates who go into the realm of personal vilification. It's one thing to attack a person's policies and say, I think that policy's wrong. It's another thing to attack a person and say, I don't think that person is qualified to be president, or that person is bad, or that person, you know, I wouldn't have sat in that person in that church all those years. That to me falls into the category, I've talked about this before, below the belt. And it's very difficult to back away from below the belt, just like in a marriage. And thanks, Charlie, for your comments. Just like in a marriage or a relationship, when you hit somebody below the belt, it's really, really hard. And sometimes people never recover from that. They always hold a grudge, or they always feel the pain, or there's a scar, a wounding there that is a very, very long-term thing. So, Melinda in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Hey, Melinda.
Hi. I was just want to talk about the Reverend Wright, because I didn't know that much about him, although he is from Philadelphia originally, which is 10 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And I watched the Bill Moyers interview the other evening, Now, I'm a white Episcopalian 65-year-old person, and I was extremely impressed. He's articulate, he's bright, he's intellectual. What is the problem with this man?
The problem is he made one statement which was taken out of context and overblown, and it used an obscenity that is almost parallel to flag burning, and the Republicans are beating Barack Obama up with this. And again, this is where I think inappropriately the Clinton campaign as well has. Just to that point, and thank you, Melinda, for the call and your comments. This is Reverend Wright on patriotism.
Some critics have said that your sermons are unpatriotic. How do you feel about America and about being an American?
I feel that those citizens who say that have never heard my sermons, nor do they know me. They are unfair accusations taken from sound bites and that which is looped over and over again on certain channels. I served 6 years in the military. Does that make me patriotic? How many years did Cheney serve?
Yeah, how many years did Cheney serve?
Iraq sits on top of 10% of the world's oil reserves. Very significant reserve, second only to Saudi Arabia.
Back in the box, Dick. Back in the box. Yeah. I mean, that is the ultimate question. You know, here's Reverend Wright. He was a Marine. He served with Lyndon Johnson. I mean, the guy was giving IVs to Lyndon Johnson because he was a Marine Corps medic. This guy loves his country. Sometimes when you love your country passionately, you passionately criticize your country's bad policies. And as Teddy Roosevelt pointed out, that's the highest form of patriotism. 27 minutes past the hour. Excuse me, 45 minutes past
the hour. The Tom Hartman Program. Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Let's play a game. See if you can figure out what this is. Ready? It's a hole to climb out of. It's a mountain to climb over. And it's an epidemic in this country. Got it yet? It's debt. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, if you have to scrounge around every month just to make minimum payments, I'm talking to you. Liberty Relief is here to help. Here at Liberty Relief, we have two programs, different as night and day, for two very different kind of debt problems, debt consolidation and debt relief. Wondering which one's right for you? Find out, fast and easy, with a free call to Liberty Relief. Call 888-358-7575. 888-358-7575. One size does not fit all. One company does. Liberty Relief. Call 888-358-7575. 888-358-7575.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. 100,000 becomes 110, 400,000 becomes 440, and 700,000 becomes 770. My name is Stephen DeJohn, president of the DeJohn Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. With securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
So you think you need a facelift? No, not that kind. You're thinking your kitchen could really use a facelift. Perhaps you need something as simple as countertop replacement, but maybe you've been wanting to do a complete makeover with beautiful woods, dovetail drawer boxes, new appliances, and a sleek new countertop. AZ Kitchen Refacing is your one-stop shop for everything you need to improve the look and feel of the most popular room in your home. Imagine completely updating your kitchen's image by adding an island. Well, the professionals at AZ Kitchen Refacing are as interested in having your kitchen look like a work of art as you are. Not only are they the friendliest team to work with, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. AZ Kitchen Refacing wants to give you a lift you can live with. Call 602-274-1392, that's 602-274-1392, for your free consultation, or log on to azkitchenrefacing.com. That's azkitchenrefacing.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Our number, TomHartman.com. However you spell it, by the way, we'll get you there. Although it is T-H-O-M, Hartman with two N's. But nonetheless, we've got, I think we have all the misspellings. And AirAmerica.com. That's pretty straightforward. David in Granby, Mass., listening to WHMP. Hey, David, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. It's good to talk to you. I just wanted to expand a little bit on what you were talking about before the break about the loser of the Democratic primary being able to support the winner.
The loser being actually the most important person in the race, because if they don't support the winner will go down in flames.
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans have exactly that experience. And I don't know if you remember the 76 Republican primary between Ford and Reagan.
Right, and afterwards, the conservatives, who the whole conservative movement that had lined up behind Reagan, basically walked away from Jerry Ford.
Yeah. Reagan and his supporters sat on their hands and refused to campaign. And I see this more with the Hillary supporters than with the Obama supporters. I think, you know, Hillary Clinton is basically, she's out on a limb and she's busy sawing it off.
Mm. It seems that, I mean, it looks that way to me, and I think that is probably the source. I mean, good political observers, including some members of Congress, are looking at this saying the only possible explanation for this could be that she's trying to set herself up for 2012 and trying to make sure that Barack Obama doesn't win.
But
I don't personally subscribe to that conspiracy theory, I can understand where they could derive that from this.
Don't you think that if that's really what she's thinking, that she would be so radioactive, especially if the Democratic Party loses the presidential race this year? Her name will be just so radioactive that nobody will want to touch her.
I think you underestimate how short the memory and the attention span of the American people are. Bill Clinton's comment, you know, some weeks ago that sometimes you have to lose an election to win the next election. This is conventional wisdom in politics. You run, sometimes you run two or three times before you finally get it. Abe Lincoln did, you know, he lost a bunch of elections. I think that there are people who are looking at this and trying to turn it into a conspiracy. I think it's just a badly run campaign. But in terms of, you know, the general election strategy and what's best for the party, and I think that a lot of the superdelegates and a lot of Democrats, and David, thanks for the call, are looking at this going, man, this is not a good thing for the party. Let's fight on the issues. Let's debate it on the issues. Let's, you know, tell me why to vote for you. Don't tell me why the other guy is so bad or why John McCain is better than the other guy. Willie in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Willie.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to comment. I think the reason why Hillary's able to go so negative is because from the day one, I don't think there was any intention on Barack Obama being the Democratic candidate. If you look at it, how Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, who hates Hillary Clinton, have teamed up with her to make sure that she has the chance to be the nominee, it kind of just tells you they're all in the same club, and Barack Obama obviously is not. And I think that superdelegates are going to make Hillary Clinton the Democratic candidate.
So you think she has it in the bag, and she's known that she's had it in the bag all along, and that's why she's been willing to engage in this kind of campaigning?
Yeah, because I said that from even when he won Iowa and he had all this momentum, I told all my friends that he will not be the nominee because America is not ready for a black president. They are more ready for a woman president before a black president. And that was very evident when Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are fighting so hard for the woman they've been vilifying for the last...
Well, Willie, let me flip that around. If it's true that America is not ready for a black president, but it is ready for a woman president, then you would think that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity would be arguing in favor of Barack Obama being the nominee because they want the nominee that's easiest to beat.
I personally believe
that sexism in this culture is more accepted and therefore more destructive, more pernicious than is racism. And that's not to diminish the power of racism at all. It's incredible in this society.
I think that it's just people cannot fathom. Even Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, they would rather have a woman than a black man. If there's a chance that we're going to have...
No, they want John McCain.
Yeah, they want John McCain, but if John McCain gets beat, they certainly do not want a black man.
No, I think that they are doing what the Republicans have always done. You know, back in the Nixon era, he knew that Ed Muskie could beat him and McGovern could not. And so Nixon went out during the primary and, you know, slipped some acid into Muskie's coffee, and he's up on the flatbed truck blubbering. I mean, the dirty tricks. The Republicans have always intervened. Again, the Club for Growth taking down Howard Dean. Howard Dean could have beat George W. Bush in a New York minute. And the Republicans always try to get the weakest candidate for the Democrats. And when Republicans start endorsing, and they are in droves, a Democratic candidate for the convention or for the election, that says to me, Willie, that they think that that's the weakest candidate. I hope that you're wrong and I'm right. Although I will grant that it's entirely possible that you're right and I'm wrong, but I think that America, frankly, is ready for either a black president or a woman president. The question is this the right black candidate? Is she the right woman candidate? And increasingly I'm thinking that either one of them would make an excellent president, but the way that Hillary Clinton has been running this campaign, if she's not the nominee, is going to be very, very destructive to the Democratic Party, in my personal opinion. It concerns me. Bill in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Tom. Thank you. I'd want to talk about McCain's new populist thing, but I want to hit on your first points about the loser being the most important person. One of the reasons why I think that 30% of Hillary's supporters would not support Obama is precisely the reason that you said earlier. She and John McCain are sort of singing from the same hymn book. And if you notice, Hillary never directly criticizes John McCain by name. And John McCain is a very shrewd politician. He knows that Hillary supporters do not like Obama, so he attacks Obama, and so therefore it looks like they're on the same team. And that creates this whole impression that somehow or another, even though we don't agree with all his positions, he'll be a better alternative than Obama. Now, getting back to McCain being a populist and this champion for the working class people, and Obama is not. People need to look at the history books to see that McCain voted against the Minimum Wage Act 7 times.
I know. You know what's so incredible about McCain's trip down there? And I got to move along here. I'm sorry. But what's so incredible about McCain's trip down into poor African-American communities is that he is standing in New Orleans, for example, in front of a crowd. John Stewart pointed this out. In front of a crowd of about 1,000 white people. He gets two black people to stand behind him, and what's the AP photo that goes out all over the country? John McCain with the only two black people in the entire crowd. You think that wasn't staged?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Tom Hartman.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain.
just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Your tax rebate may be in your account soon. The first of the rebates to go out are being sent to taxpayers who got their refunds through direct deposit. The idea was for people to have more money to spend to help boost the economy. But what are people really going to do with those checks?
Pay my taxes for next year.
Paying off debt. Paying off credit cards.
I think it's for, you know, pay bills that you thought you wouldn't have the money to pay for.
Gas prices are averaging a record high $3.60 a gallon. Diesel is more than $4 a gallon. Today, truckers brought a protest of those high prices to Washington. They planned a rally to call on Congress to stop subsidizing big oil companies, release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and end exports of oil from Alaska. Barack Obama's controversial former minister Jeremiah Wright is in Washington, where he rejects the claim that he's unpatriotic, or that his comments about 9/11 were anti-American.
Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You cannot do terrorism on other people and expect it never to come back on you. Those are biblical principles, not Jeremiah Wright bombastic, divisive principles.
The latest national poll, meanwhile, shows Hillary Clinton gaining strength in a possible matchup with John McCain. The AP Ipsos poll indicates she now leads McCain 50% to 41%. Obama remains virtually tied with McCain 46% to 44%. A suburban Cleveland man is being held on charges in what investigators say was a Columbine-style plot to attack two schools. A not guilty plea was entered today for Lee Billy. Police say that Billy and an Indiana teenager were using emails to plan the attacks. The percentage of vacant homes up for sale in the U.S. hit a new record high in the first quarter of this year. The government reports almost 3% of homes were vacant and up for sale. That's slightly higher than in the fourth quarter of 2007. On Wall Street today, a bit of a holding pattern, the Dow now up only 12 points. This is AP Radio News. Troubling story out of Austria. Austrian police say a 73-year-old man has now confessed to keeping his daughter locked up in a basement for 24 years and fathering seven children with her. Three of the children were apparently held captive with their mother. Mars, the makers of Snickers and M&M's, has agreed to buy Wrigley for about $23 billion in cash. Wrigley makes Juicy Fruit and Double Mint Gum and Lifesavers. A big airline merger involving Continental and United has been called off.
Continental Airlines is telling its employees that now is not the time for the airline to combine with another carrier. Continental Chairman and CEO Larry Kellner said in a message to employees that the airline's board met yesterday and agreed unanimously not to pursue a merger. There has been recent speculation that United Airlines and Continental might merge. The pilots union says they are pleased that the company won't pursue a merger given the weak condition of other carriers. Jeff Carlton, Dallas.
A stunner about Roger Clemens. There are reports he had a decade-long relationship with country star Minnie McCready that began when she was just 15 years old. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. Want to save money on a clean, comfortable hotel room? Easy. Go to Motel 6. Want to book a room fast? Easy. Go to motel6.com. We'll leave the light on for you.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
the wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
The sheriff is out of control. Laughingstock is the wrong word, but a serious cause of concern for the rest of the country. And people are starting to mobilize to come here. This, folks, is fascism. This is right out of those, remember those black and white movies we used to watch with the Nazis demanding we must see your papers? This is exactly what's happening right here in Maricopa County.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
And welcome back. One of the things that, oddly enough, the Democratic and Republican candidates seem to agree on, although they strongly disagree on the solutions, is that the climate is changing and something should be done about it. The IPCC just released a follow-up report. Sea level could rise between 7 and 23 inches by the end of the century. This would flood many South Sea Islands, swamp large parts of Southeast Asia, take out Florida. Some 100 million people live within 3 feet, 1 meter of mean sea level. 100 million people, Louisiana, Florida, and the U.S. especially at risk. Glaciers around the world could melt, causing sea levels to rise and water shortages, because glaciers are the source of most of the world's major rivers. Over 1 million species face extinction. The Great Conveyor Belt, the ocean circulatory system, could collapse, thus throwing Western Europe into a new ice age. And at some point in the future, we could see a positive feedback loop where methane in the oceans, the soda pop theory, gets really, really bad. Say goodbye to what? Well, the Center for American Progress, say goodbye to French wines. It's already happening. Bordeaux and other regions are having a challenge. Say goodbye to baseball. The future of the ash tree from which baseball bats are made is in danger of disappearing from beetles and global warming. Say goodbye to Christmas trees. Say goodbye to fly fishing. As warmer temperatures continue to rise, researchers say trout already at the southern limits of the temperature ranges in the Appalachians could disappear there over the next century. Say goodbye to ski vacations. Slopes in the East Coast last year closed months ahead of time due to warm weather. Say goodbye to that snorkeling vacation. The coral are victims of pollution, warmer water, and acidification are dying off. Say goodbye to salmon dinners. Get ready for a lot more chicken. Wild Pacific salmon have already vanished from 40% of their traditional habitats as warmer temperatures in the water are erasing 41% of their habitat. say goodbye to guacamole. Scientists from Lawrence Livermore say there's a 40% drop in California's avocado production ongoing right now. Say goodbye to mixed nuts and say hello to pretzels. Lots of changes coming. Lena Johansson, Warren T. Brooks Fellowism Journal at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, says, let's just get used to it, don't you, Lenny? Lena?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sounds like a realistic scenario, and those are the most extreme scenarios.
Actually, everything I just described is already happening.
Yes, because we have been warming for a while.
Yeah.
But these climate changes are natural. We've been through them before. You know, I come from Norway originally, and they might not have French wine, but back in the Middle Ages, we had Norwegian wine, and wine grapes were able to grow in Norway. So these climate changes are natural. They're happening all the time, continually, and I think it's like
10 out of the last 11 years are the hottest years in history.
What did you say, Tom?
I said 10 out of the last 11 years are the hottest years in history. We're seeing an uptick in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
That is not correct. The Middle Ages was much warmer in Europe, for example, which was why we had the enormous growth in human culture and well-being there at that time.
But not worldwide. We are seeing worldwide changes that haven't been seen in at least 10,000 years. Glaciers vanishing that are 10,000 years old. They didn't go away during the warm period of the Middle Ages.
These measurements from the Middle Ages are taken out of data from the North and South Pole when they're taking out ice cores. So global,
but I'm saying, just look at you know, in Europe, you're from Europe. My grandparent, on my father's side, both my grandmother and my grandfather came from Norway. So I'm kind of familiar with your country. I've spent a lot of time there, and those glaciers actually, you have glaciers only in northern Norway. But if you look at the Swiss glaciers, for example, that, you know, around Interlaken, for example, that are vanishing. I mean, they're just plain old vanishing. Those did not vanish during the warming of the Middle Ages period.
No, they're vanishing right now because we're down on precipitation. What makes glaciers grow is actually rain and not temperature.
Which is the effect of global warming.
Well, glaciers have been growing in periods where there have been warmer periods also, because warmer periods create more precipitation in the air, which makes glacier warm. But, I mean, let's talk about, is this really the biggest environmental problem that are confronting humans right now?
If it's going to kill 100 million people, I'd say it's right up there.
If you look at the World Health Organization, the top six causes they are listing of environmental problems that are making humans die, they're looking at malaria, malnutrition, unsafe water, indoor air pollution, urban air pollution, and lead poisoning are their top.
Okay, so the top three are again, what?
Malaria, malnutrition, and unsafe water.
Great, let's deal with those one at a time. Malaria. I just came back from Darfur, from the border of Darfur in southern Sudan. The Sudanese government, the Sudanese ambassador to the United States, is saying that one of the reasons, and he's actually correct in this, it's part of a broader kind of misinformation campaign about why they're committing genocide in Darfur. But he is pointing out that desertification, that the deserts are moving south across Central Africa, and as the deserts are moving south, it's pushing the nomadic people, the pastoralists, into the territory of the agriculturalists, the farmers.
Yep.
And that's happening in the northern Darfur region. And there is some truth to that the deserts are moving aggressively across Africa. Again, we can see at least 4 to 5,000 years of history in Africa, of agricultural history, of you know, the region, mostly through the ethnographies that have been done, the studies of language and the studies of culture and who's been where for how long and the DNA testing, some fascinating work that's been done. Those deserts were not expanding during the warm Middle Age period in northern Europe. This massive increase in desertification is bringing to regions where I was. There was a clinic in this one refugee camp, 45,000 people. There's a clinic there. Most of the people there had malaria. These are regions that you know, if you went 500 miles south 50 years ago there was malaria. But these are regions that historically were far enough north and dry enough that malaria wasn't a problem. Now malaria's on the move.
Well, I don't know so much that it's on the move. There's a lot of other stuff that had happened to spread malaria right now. But let's look at malaria. So for every one person I saved from malaria by using the Kyoto Protocol, I could have saved 36,000 by buying bed nets for the same amount of money.
So we should just learn to put up with the mosquitoes that are coming, that are carrying malaria, that are starting to move into North America.
We have solutions against malaria, Tom, and this is where I get back to bashing environmentalists again, even though I consider myself one, but the more traditional ones. Because when it comes to malaria, why is the malaria, why has that been going again? Because we banned use of DDT. You know, DDT was used to eradicate malaria in America, but you can look at the death tolls in Malaysia, for example, which they were down to 67 cases when they were using malaria or DDT to eradicate malaria. And now they're back up in the millions.
And the DDT was causing all of the birds to lay eggs that had no shells and was wiping out huge bird populations. And then the birds eat the insects.
We're also using it in agriculture, but painting the walls of a house with malaria.
You know, I remember as a kid I'm old enough to remember when they sprayed our neighborhoods with this stuff.
Actually, that's what people in Africa and Asia wants to do. But there is a difference between doing that, painting the walls of the outside of a house, DDT, and spraying it all over our agricultural lands, like we did here in America, because all of that...
So let's talk about the number two. Okay, you made your point.
That will cause the Rachel Carson scenario.
Okay, so we need to bring back DDT. Number two, water. You said water is the... Right. Do it sensibly. Okay. So the number two position you said is, you know, the lack of potable water. And I'm sorry, we only have about a minute left.
Malnutrition was number two.
Oh, malnutrition. Okay, great. Malnutrition, again, being caused by the increasing desertification, the loss of lands, the loss. We're all over the world, we're seeing the loss of agricultural lands as a result of changes in climate.
Yes.
In Australia, it's huge. In the United States, it's huge.
It's huge. I'm not necessarily thinking that is climate change. We have some drought issues going on because we've been very stupid in how we use water. But if you look at, again, look at the Kyoto Protocol. One of the guys at the Department of the Interior has done some numbers here. And he says that with mitigation following the Kyoto Protocol, we have almost no progress toward the Millennium Development
right.
Goals.
There's a, I think there's a consensus that the Kyoto Protocol, which our city, Portland, Oregon, has easily met, is nothing. I mean, we've got to go so much farther than that.
But if we do adaptation to climate change, focused adaptation, investment in agricultural development in developing countries, we're going to have a substantial development.
We can make it through. Okay, people can read about it over at lenejohansson.com or cei.org. Lena, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom.
Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at consolidatedauto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
Attention, 1480 KPHX listeners. The economy has changed over the last several years, and the R word has been thrown around recently. But 76 Mortgage is not so sure they're ready to use the R word. Lenders who came into the market when it was hot and used poor judgment or illegal practices to get applicants qualified for loans are falling by the wayside. 76 Mortgage wants you to know they're a proud member of the BBB, and they've won the prestigious award as one of the top mortgage brokers of the Southwest by Goldline Research. So you can trust 76 Mortgage will be honest and upfront. If you have an arm that's ready to adjust, don't put off getting it locked into a low fixed rate. Act now before rates go up. And 76 Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage broker, so you can rest assured that 45 cents of every dollar will stay right here in our community. So for your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-LOAN. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN today.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Fire it up, fire it up. We push off, we're rolling boulders, crashing down the mirrors down.
21 minutes past the hour. Say hello to, say goodbye to. What is global warming going to bring? Shall we just adapt to it? Say hello to more mosquitoes. Get ready for more mosquitoes. Mosquitoes like to live in drains and sewer puddles. Long dry spells brought on by higher temperatures turn these nasty stagnant pools into a vital source of water for the mosquitoes. Tasty feast. At the same time, these dry spells reduce the populations of dragonflies, lacewings, and frogs that eat mosquitoes. So the mosquitoes eat us and carry, not just malaria. Now we're looking at yellow fever and dengue fever and breakbone fever. I got inoculated against some of them before I went to Africa, but I'm telling you, there's some you cannot get an inoculation against. Say hello to poison ivy. Increased CO2 levels cause poison ivy to grow taller, lusher, and more resilient, according to the Los Angeles Times. I mean, it's just amazing, all the stuff. You know, say goodbye to guacamole, salmon dinners, lobster dinners, to the wildflowers. It goes on and on. Cannibalistic polar bears, dying polar bears, more bear attacks. The death march of the penguins is instead, emperor penguins have dropped from 300 breeding pairs to just 9 in the western Antarctic peninsula. Because as water's warm and smaller ice flows force the birds to travel farther to find food, they just can't make it. They just can't make it. There are areas where the birds are, say goodbye to the frogs, the Arctic fox, the walrus, the cute koala bears, the jellyfish. It's the cod, birds around the world. I mean, on and on. Should we just adapt to this? I don't think so. I just, you know, for 150,000 people. This is the number of people that the World Health Organization estimates were killed last year by global warming. 150,000 people, heat waves and strokes. Chinese citizens dying 173 per million every year from ailments related to global warming, death by smog, more heart attacks, more mold, more cholera, Lyme disease. Isn't it time to do something? The genocide in Sudan, say hi to more genocides. Say hi to more war in Somalia. Say hi to more starvation. Say hi to more refugees. No, I don't think so. I really, really don't think so. And where did the hookers go? Belgian hookers. Say hello to Belgian hooker shortages. Brothel owners in Bulgaria are blaming global warming for staff shortages. They claim their best girls are working in ski resorts because a lack of snow has forced tourists to seek other pleasures with all the time they have on their hands because they can't go out and hit the ski slopes. So, you know, they'll hit something else. Todd in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Todd, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Just great. What's up?
I'd like to play devil's advocate with the people that say it's a natural warming cycle. I don't see how they could, you know, if that's what they believe, how they can actually fly into these major cities and see these clouds hanging over these towns and believe that it's actually helping, you know.
Well, to a large extent, that's not global warming. That's just good old-fashioned pollution. I remember back in the 70s, I was a private pilot, and Louise and I used to fly into Los Angeles from Michigan. And I could, as I was coming down into the city, I mean, it's just this giant orange dome over it. That's mostly gone now because we've cleaned up our cars.
Well,
but
yeah,
in other cities in the world, it's even worse.
I just don't understand how they can make the argument it's a natural cycle. And then if you believe that, that's fine. But actually think that these things are helping the, you know, helping the cause in any way, you know, that to kind of bypass the whole argument of the,
well, for a long time they said,
why is pollution good to begin with?
You know, right. For a long time they said there is no global warming. Then they said, okay, there's global warming, but it's natural. And now they're saying there's global warming, but it's natural. Get used to it. And the subtext to all of it, and not to pick on Lena and not to put these words in her mouth, because she's, I think that she's trying to do this with a lot of integrity. But the subtext to a lot of these folks who are out there saying this is, therefore, just get over it. Don't worry. We don't need to regulate the oil companies, the fuel companies. We don't. God forbid we should have a carbon tax like they have in Sweden, where it costs $140 per ton of carbon dioxide or per ton of carbon that you emit, however you may emit it. And frankly, I think that the big solution to this, I don't even think cap and trade goes far enough. Certainly Kyoto didn't go far enough. I think that we should seriously think in the United States, we should have a good debate about this and a good, honest discussion about replacing the income tax with the carbon tax, replacing the corporate income tax with the carbon tax. Because our economy, I'd say probably 70-80% of our economy, I really don't know the numbers, but I think that that's probably a reasonable guess. It might even be higher than that when you consider all of our sources of energy are carbon-based, with the exception of nuclear power. And even that is mostly carbon-based because you have to use carbon fuels to get the nuclear power, you know, the rods in there and everything else. So much of our economy is based on carbon. Why not tax the carbon? That will push us to move away from carbon.
Yeah, but, and I guess my point being is taking it away from a warming standpoint and turn it into a public health issue as far as air quality and our rivers.
Right, yeah, absolutely. We need to be talking about the public health aspects of it. Well said, Todd. Thank you very much. Jason in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hey, Grayson, Jason, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to do a quick panorama of, like, some of your guests today, the first and the last one particularly, how I was kind of shocked and horrified when your first guest said that situation in Zimbabwe of taking the land, you know, from the colonial land owners and giving it back to the indigenous people was theft, that was basically returning that land back to them, and how, you know, he just kind of said that, you know, people don't have a right to raise crops on their own.
Yeah. It was, and it is, and the problem, and the reason why I didn't get into it with him, because it would have just consumed the whole segment, is that what Mugabe's government failed to do was teach people how to use that land appropriately. There was multi-generational information in the hands of those white landowners that was not, you know, and when small local sharecroppers came in, or small local farmers came in, they didn't have the knowledge base. And the government could have done something about that. Mugabe failed to. And that's a disaster. Jason, thanks for the call.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Spark plugs, one of the most misunderstood parts in the entire engine. Replacing worn-out plugs reduces misfires, increases power, and improves gas mileage. You know this. What you don't know is the shape your spark plugs are in right now, which is all the reason you need to get over to Advance Auto Parts, where Bosch Platinum Plus 2 spark plugs, the ones that last over 100,000 miles, are on sale. Offer ends May 31st. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
I'm Krista, and Aleve's Pain Relief moved me to write this song.
I'm a ski patrol girl, and I hurt my shoulder bad. And one Aleve liquid gel was all the help I had. I took it in the morning, and it worked all day. I was moving down the mountain like a child at play. Aleve's a good move for me.
Use Aleve as directed for good moves worth singing about.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Reverend Wright, I'm Ed Donahue. Barack Obama's former pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, says the controversy over his remarks is an attack on the black church.
It is our hope that this just might mean that the reality of the African-American church will no longer be invisible.
Wright rejected those who have labeled him unpatriotic. The economic stimulus package starts to kick in today. Some 800,000 taxpayers are getting their rebate checks today. These people in New York have plans for that extra cash.
Pay my taxes for next year.
Paying off debt. Paying off credit cards.
Pay bills that you thought you wouldn't have the money to pay for.
Miley Cyrus says she's sorry about a photo spread that will appear in Vanity Fair.
I got my sights set on you.
Cyrus says the photos taken by Annie Leibovitz were supposed to be artistic, but after reading the story and seeing the photos, she feels embarrassed. The photos include shots of the teen wrapped in what appears to be a satin bedsheet, looking over her shoulder with her back exposed. The Dow is up 18 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
For years, the right wing has had a simple formula when it comes to talk radio. Argue your own point of view.
What we have here, friends, is just the right way to do things.
And argue the opposing point of view.
You see, folks, what liberals want is this.
It's not a very honest debate. When you argue both sides of an issue, you always win. But then, honesty was never a big part of the right wing game plan, was it? Now we have our own voice, and you have a place to activate your passion. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KVHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
AirAmerica.com, TomHartman.com, 866-303-2270. Our telephone number here on the Tom Hartman radio program. And Charles in Pompano Beach, Florida, listening on Winds. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, did you say Charles in Pompano Beach?
I did. You're on the air, Charles.
Tom, you're the only one I would wait an hour to speak to.
Well, thank you so much for waiting. I appreciate
it. Okay, Mr. Brooks from the Ayn Rand Institute.
Yes, sir.
I have three bones to pick with him. He claims that the way to solve the world food crisis is to have mega farms using genetically engineered seed.
Right. Technology will save us.
Pardon me?
Technology and laissez-faire capitalism and big transnational corporations will save us.
He specifically said genetically engineered seed.
Right.
First of all, the jury is out, still out on genetically engineered seed and what it may do to the ground, to our long-term health. We don't know what it'll do to us.
Right.
And especially, we don't know what the genetically engineered seed will do in terms of cross-pollination with other plants, especially weeds.
Yep.
It may generate super weeds.
Yeah, and in some cases it appears that it has. Yeah.
Number two point. Centralized mega farms are, on the average, much farther away from the consumers. Therefore, they increase the fuel use and the cost of distribution of their product versus local small farms.
Right.
Also, the food nutritional values decrease with the time and distance that the food has to be transported, so the food that we're getting is not as good as the food that we would get from local farms. Third point is, and perhaps the most significant, there's no guarantee of any cost savings to the consumer because the corporate mission is to maximize profits.
Right, so they're going
to
sell their
long savings.
That's right. They're going to sell their food profit at whatever the market will bear. And that's why, you know, I pointed out that there's a lot of speculation right now that there have been a number of speculative bubbles recently in the commodities areas, ranging from gold to oil to now food,
especially
that have not
oil
to do with supply-demand ratios, but have to do with basically people, you know, big, major traders in the commodity markets manipulating commodity markets.
Yeah, especially crude oil.
Yeah, absolutely. And we already know crude oil is not anything close to an open market. You know, it's the Organization Petroleum Exporting Countries, is explicitly a cartel, and we're down to just a handful of oil companies, major oil companies that control the oil supply and gasoline supply and other, you know, fuel oil products supply in the United States, and it's all subject to massive manipulation. But, you know, all of that argues, A, for enforcement, a vigorous and strong enforcement of the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1881, by the way, which is still on the books. Let's say, you know, it is a felony to engage to make your company so big that it's impossible for anybody to compete with it, basically, and to move into multiple horizontal and vertical areas of integration in such a way that it keeps other people out of the market. And let's start breaking some of these companies up the way that Jimmy Carter broke up AT&T. That was the last time the Sherman Act was, you know, actually used. And it's, you know, Reagan's put an end to it in 81. That led to the mergers, and Charles, thanks for the call. That led to the mergers and acquisition mania of 82 through 86. And Michael Milken and everybody else, you know, all these guys, these M&A experts, right? And it which led directly to the housing crisis of today and to this commodity explosion. The deregulation of the commodity markets in the year 2000, the so-called Enron loophole pushed by Ken Lay, and this was during the Clinton administration, although it was a Republican Congress that did it, and it very much a Republican approach. That deregulation of commodity markets, I would submit to you, is far more responsible for gas prices. You know, John McCain's running around saying, let's suspend the tax on gas. Yeah, there's, as if the solution to all problems is do away with the tax. Sorry, suspending the tax on gas ain't going to do squat. Taxing carbon will create a huge difference, a huge difference. Brent in Pinyon Hills, California, listening to K-Talk. Hey, Brent, you disagree with me about global warming?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call, by the way.
Certainly. People who disagree with me more often than not go to the front of the line. If it's...
Oh, geez. Well, I'll have to remember that.
There you go.
I tell you why. I've been listening to reading National Geographic for 40 years.
Yep.
And for 40 years, they've been telling me the sky's falling. In the 70s, it was an ice age. Now it's global warming. If it rains, it's because of global warming. If it doesn't rain, it's because of global warming. And my problem I have with the environmentalists, they're very good at pointing out what's wrong, but their solutions, they do more harm than good. I mean, look at your solution. A solution to shortage of food and high gas prices is a tax.
It is replacing the income tax with a carbon tax. It actually would probably be a net tax decrease for the average working person, the average American, because they're not using anywhere near as much carbon as, you know, a large factory or somebody who's living an incredibly wealthy lifestyle with, you know, three yachts and a private jet.
Well, I don't have any of those. But how are you going to tax me? You measure how big my car is or how many miles a year?
That's a really good question, and I don't know the answer to it. I know that Sweden is doing it, and I'm trying to find out how they do it. How do you actually figure out the carbon tax? And in all probability, I'm guessing that you would apply it like a value-added tax. In other words, at every stage of the manufacture of a product, you calculate how much carbon was used for that stage of manufacture, and you tax based on that.
Not sure I like a new tax.
What if it did away with your income tax?
I think the solution is to drill more holes in the ground and build more refineries and throw more
carbon dioxide into the air so get back to the atmosphere we had 600 million years ago during the Carboniferous period?
Make your cars as clean as you can, but this bio fuel, you said yourself, it takes 0.7 gallons of gas to make a gallon of ethanol.
Well, I didn't say that, but I think with corn, with the, you know,
right,
the corn subsidies, that's probably true. And I think the corn is a stupid way to make biofuels. I mean, nobody else in the world is doing it except us, and we're doing it because it's politically, you know, because Iowa is one of the early primaries. I mean, you know, let's just, you know, call it what it is. And we need to be looking at growing hemp as they're growing for biofuels in Canada, or rapeseed, canola, as they're growing in Europe, all across Germany, you see it. And at the same time, I don't think biofuels is the answer long term. You know, there are much more efficient ways to harvest sunlight than through photosynthesis. We have to develop those technologies.
You know what? I think we agree more than we disagree.
Well, okay, that's good to know. Brent, I mean, you know, the bottom line is, if you're right and there is no global warming, or if I'm right and there is, in either case, if we get together and say, you know, let's get off this carbon addiction and let's figure out, you know, I mean, Iceland is 100% carbon neutral. Of course, they've got a lot of geothermal power there. But you've got a number of the countries in Europe that are down to their, you know, 20, 30, 40% energy independent because they are, A, conservation is the biggest one, and B, they're starting to use things like wind power and solar power. Germany, a third of the houses now have solar panels on them. The faster we move in that direction, the fewer dollars we're sending to Osama bin Laden's buddies.
You know what? And I agree with that. You know where I'm at? We're trying to put in a solar plant, a 500-megawatt solar plant. We can't build it because someone found some ancient footprints that this solar plant is going to cover up. You see what I'm saying about sometimes it's frustrating.
Well, I understand, and at the same time, sometimes we can learn a lot from ancient footprints that might help us in the future. Let's pull them out of that area. Let's excavate it and do it right, get it all out, take out all the archaeological stuff of significance, you know, and then build the solar plant, or else build it just down the road. I mean, you know, there has to be a rational middle ground. I agree with you. Brett, I got to move along, but thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Terry in New Mexico. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Thanks for getting me on. And I want to express a view that I haven't heard from anyone. I'm sure it's out there, but it doesn't matter to me if global warming exists or not. I mean, it does, but to me, the bottom line is you should try and conserve and take care of the things around you and not just have a slash-and-burn attitude.
Yep. Yeah, well said. I mean, this is being good stewards of the earth. This is the bottom line here is that if we can, you know, I think the essential message of environmentalism is the same message as the essential message of most Aboriginal and indigenous societies, which is leave the earth a little better than you found it for future generations. And we're certainly not doing that right now. Fred in Anaheim, California. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Tom, call me crazy, but I think somebody somehow is trying to prevent us from growing our own food. I used to go down to the nurseries and local nurseries and Home Depot, and I would find dozens and dozens of vegetable plants to bring home and grow myself. And now less than probably 1% of their nursery department is vegetables, and the rest are like flowers.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a cultural conspiracy, Fred, more than anything else. You know, Americans are trying to emulate the British aristocracy of the 19th century and, you know, have lawns to prove that they're so rich that they don't need to grow vegetables. When I lived in Germany, I lived in a little town out in the middle of nowhere, and I'd say three-quarters of all the houses in Steinach, Germany, have a vegetable garden in their front yard. I mean, their entire front yard is producing probably 20% of the food that they eat that year. Whereas when Louise and I moved back to Atlanta, Georgia, we were living in kind of an upscale, you know, suburb in Roswell, Georgia, north of Atlanta. When we moved back, we discovered that if we planted vegetables in our front yard, the local codes, the county zoning ordinances or whatever it was, would have imposed huge fines on us for having something other than grass in our yard. I mean, how crazy is that? We should all be growing gardens in our front yards, our backyards, all over the house. 45 minutes past there. Well said, Fred. Thank you.
Exposing the con in conservative. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Have you joined AARP?
Give me one good reason why I should.
You receive AARP the magazine, the AARP bulletin, access to the AARP website. You can save at thousands of hotels, motels, and resorts worldwide. Save on airfares, cruises, auto rentals, and vacation packages. AARP confronts age discrimination by employers. AARP works to strengthen Social Security and protect pension and retirement funds. Become eligible for AARP-endorsed homeowners, auto, and life insurance. Get access to reasonably priced long-term care insurance and group health insurance. Pharmacy services with convenient delivery to your mailbox. Access to a reduced-fee legal services network. Save on shoes, gifts, videos, and other products. You can join when you turn 50. Save on home security, online service subscriptions, emergency towing through the AARP motoring plan and other services. All for $12.50 a year.
That is one good reason to join.
Hurry. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599. To join for only $12.50 a year. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you'll drive 100-plus hours a year just back and forth to work. It's a lot of opportunities for your vehicle to break down. Change your odds. Get your car serviced regularly. Frequent oil changes are a must. Fluids need to be full. Keep your tires properly inflated. Community Tire is the local, friendly place to service your car, truck, or SUV, and we'll keep you safe on the road. Hi, this is Howard Fleischman, owner of Community Tire and Auto Service Specialists. We service all vehicles from domestic to import with several friendly locations to serve you. Now through June 15th, mention this ad and receive our basic lube oil filter plus free tire rotation and safety inspection for $14.80. Log on to CommunityTireAZ.com, that's CommunityTireAZ.com, to find the location closest to you. or you can call our corporate office at 602-569-4930.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
Stephanie Miller.
Al-Maliki? He criticized the renewal of the Blackwater contract, saying the company has committed a massacre against Iraqis. He said, I would say the U.S. side should not have moved to renew the contract before the outstanding issues with the company are finalized.
Well, I guess he's an evildoer. We'll have to attack Iraq again.
Exactly.
Remove him from office.
We're going to have to do a whole do-over.
I think he might have weapons of mass destruction.
I smell regime change.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon. Then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Do you know what you face?
Minutes before the hour, let's check in with Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service in Washington, D.C., talkradionews.com for an update on what's happening in the world today. Hey, Ellen.
Well, the world is a little less pretty place. There was, of course, violence in Gaza again today, and then there's a lot of question about what may be going on in some other areas, such as Iraq. And tax on the green zone, so that is not terribly pretty. I'm actually right now just finished a briefing at the United Nations, and I'm at the UN Foundation, and we're planning Radio Day that I know you're going to be at, so
yep,
we're excited about that.
I'm looking forward to it. That's the first week of June, right?
That is the first week of June, absolutely.
I will be in New York that whole week.
Well, that's great. On some other issues, a record 2.9% of U.S. homes are not only for sale, they are also vacant. And so we're talking about 2.28 million properties were vacant. And this is the Census Bureau, and they said that U.S. home ownership remained at 67.8%. It's down from a peak of 69.2% in the fourth quarter of 2004. But the issue is vacancy.
Wow. And
you know where there is vacancy, there are big problems, Tom.
Right. So now we presumably are seeing people concentrating in areas of higher population density and lower income, which is a fancy way of saying things like ghettos and poverty areas and shelters and homeless shelters and whatnot. I mean, is that
and you know, some of these McMansions
SROs?
Have serious drug people moving in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Much of you're a New Yorker. I mean, you know, much of New York City. In fact, most of what are apartments in New York City now, back in the late 19th century, early 20th century when they were built as individual single-family homes. And then the Great Depression hit, And people couldn't maintain their homes. They couldn't pay the taxes. They couldn't pay for them. They got sold off to speculators and landlords who then broke them up into apartments. And many of them are still apartments, and they're in the hands of a smaller number of people. I'm wondering to what extent we're going to see the same thing happen in America, where an entire neighborhood of McMansions that will be, each McMansion will be broken up into a duplex or a triplex or into rooming. I mean, here in Portland downtown, there's all these single family homes that actually they're renting out individual rooms to young people, you know, and as if they were apartments and things. It'd be a really fascinating economic and sociological phenomena to chart.
It certainly will be. A couple other quick things. Today, Reverend Wright spoke of the prophetic theology of the Black Church, and he made some comments particularly around AIDS and that the U.S. government may, in fact, he said that that the American government, he was asked about the American government inventing AIDS as a way to carry out genocide, and he asked whether he honestly believed that, and he said, have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? And whoever wrote that question, you must mean medical apartheid. I read different things, and he sort of went on like that. I honestly don't think that his speech at the press club helped the Obama campaign a whole lot. Hillary Clinton is up by 5 now in Indiana, so the party is interesting.
That's just in the last 24 hours it's got to be.
Yes.
That's interesting. But see, Reverend Wright's no longer even his pastor. He's not even the pastor of the church any longer.
No.
That seems to be lost. And nobody is asking who John McCain's pastor is.
We don't even know if John McCain has a regular pastor. I'm
and there's
sure
been no
does.
Discussion.
I've never met a politician
right.
that didn't.
Yeah, and there's been no discussion of the prayer group that Hillary's a member of that has a little kind of shaky members.
Exactly.
The press is now on this. Yeah. Oh my. I am wondering if we're seeing the Howard Dean feeding frenzy kind of thing going on here, where the media decides to just take somebody down and they do it.
I think we're seeing some kind of frenzy. I don't know, but that is that's really very serious. By the way, Karl Rove had a big luncheon at his house the other day before the White House press dinner, and now they're also talking about him in taking a look at whether Karl Rove went after Fitzgerald, Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney, went after mm-hmm. his dismissal.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's everything else he's been involved in.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Tomorrow I leave actually for Dubai, and we are going to have Richard Miller in Afghanistan. So hopefully he'll be calling into your show. And
from
our
Afghanistan?
Meredith McKenzie is traveling with the Secretary General the Secretary of Defense this week into Mexico and Texas.
And they'll both be calling into the program?
They're going to try, yes,
wow,
absolutely.
That's great. Okay, Ellen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sounds like a great lineup we've got. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thank you, Ellen. Great talking with you. 866-303-2270, Dennis in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Tom, I've written my Congressman Brian Baird and Patty Mary demanding that the U.S. government fund a Manhattan-type project, get us off of fossil fuels as a fuel of convenience.
Amen.
I don't need 25 miles to the gallon four-seater car to get me to work. I need a pure electric car that'll go 150 miles at freeway speeds. They're out there. They're being developed.
Yep.
I don't care what it costs. Let's have fossil fuels as a fuel of necessity. That's
well, this is where if we had a carbon tax, those kind of things would happen so fast it would make make your head spin.
It's ludicrous that we're not doing that, that the government will not do it. And how about this, Tom? Oil is a strategic commodity, strategic
right.
and necessary to the safety of...
Right. The largest consumer of oil, actually, in the United States, the single largest consumer of oil, is our military. And so we're putting our military at risk by having all of, more than half of our oil supplies coming from overseas. 57 minutes past the hour. Jared Bernstein is going to be in the studio next, talking about the economy.
You're in the Democracy Zone.
Democracy
with
Zone.
Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
The amount of money Americans spend on their pets, estimated to be $48.7 billion in 2007, is more than the gross domestic product of 120 nations. Higgins' shopping list includes a scratching post, potted green grass, and catnip we grow in the container outside for them. Oh, yeah, and potato chips and pizza once in a while, and Purina One! How can you tell if your cat is healthy? Veterinarians at Purina One have identified six signs of optimal pet health. Assess your cat using the six signs of optimal pet health by taking a look at the back panel of any package of Purina One kitten or cat food. Could your cat improve in any of these six areas? Mine did. Higgins has improved in all of these areas. Plus, he runs faster, which may or may not be a good thing for people visiting the house. Could a change in food change your cat's health for the better? It's easy to find out. Just call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW today to get your coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One formula that's right for your kitten, adult, or senior cat. Just call 1-866-380-MEOW or go online to PurinaONEChallenge.com.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The first 800,000 tax rebates are being sent out today, and for some people, the money's already burning a hole in their pockets.
I'm buying me a video game. Well, what my mother get? Well, my mother getting it? She sending me like $500 from it. So, I'm buying me like a video game and some clothes.
The AP's Mark Smith reports the president wants taxpayers to do what's best for themselves with the money.
While some politicians urge Americans to spend the cash, hoping that'll shore up a sagging retail sector, aides say the president is not joining the calls. According to Press Secretary Dana Perino, Bush thinks Americans should do what they want to. They're the best judge of whether to splurge or save.
The rebates are at the heart of a $168 billion economic stimulus package. Truckers brought a loud protest to Washington today. The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports they're getting frustrated by just how much they have to pay to do their jobs.
Truckers with their horns blaring are driving past the Capitol to protest the high cost of gasoline and ask Congress to do something about it. Name one thing that isn't brought to you by a truck, reads a sign on one of the cabs.
Well, he claims the criticism of his comments are an attack on the black church, and Barack Obama's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, rejects those who have called him unpatriotic. In Washington today, Wright also said Barack Obama's speech on race delivered in Philadelphia was something he had to do as a politician.
We both know that if Senator Obama did not say what he said, he would never get elected. Politicians say what they say and do what they do based on electability, based on sound bites.
Wright's appearance is his third in 4 days. Crews are working to contain a wildfire that crept to within yards of several homes in Sierra Madre, California. The blaze forced about 1,000 people from their homes over the weekend. And two people have been killed in an explosion at a plant in Indiana that converts coal into gas. On Wall Street, the Dow now up 42. This is AP Radio News. Ah, it's a really sweet deal. Wrigley's is being bought out by the makers of Snickers and M&M's for about $23 billion in cash. If the deal's completed, the combined companies would unseat Cadbury Schweppes as the world's largest confection maker.
I got my sights set on you.
Miley Cyrus is now having second thoughts about some published photos of her. The AP's Michael Weinfeld has more.
Miley Cyrus says she's embarrassed by the photo she took for Vanity Fair, showing her holding a sheet covering up her front while her bare back is exposed. But Vanity Fair says Cyrus liked the photo at first, calling it really artsy, but not in a skanky way.
The Daily News is now reporting that Roger Clemens had a 10-year relationship with country star Mindy McCready, and it began when she was just 15 years old. Clemens' lawyer confirms the relationship, but says it wasn't sexual. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by GM Goodwrench. Drive a GMC, then have it cared for by a GMC specialist. They're at your GMC dealer and down the Goodwrench service lane, only at your GMC dealer.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
There is no question here. When people are freaked out, they go to church or their temples or their mosques or their synagogues or whatever, and they raise their hands to this imaginary cloud being and say, oh, please help me. And when that doesn't work, because it never does, they turn to their guns.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Program. Welcome to the vast, radical, middle conspiracy. Accept no imitations. Tom Hartman.
And welcome back, my friends. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live coast to coast. Jared Bernstein is in the studio with us. He's the director of the Living Standards Program at the Economic Policy Institute. The author of multiple books, including his new book, Crunch, Why Do I Feel So Squeezed and Other Unsolved Economic Mysteries. For our listeners in the Portland area, by the way, since we're also live on AM 620 KPOJ here in Portland, he is in town. In fact, he's in the studio with us, and Tuesday night, he'll be at Annie Bloom's Books giving a presentation at 7:30. And at 7:30 on Wednesday, he will be at Powell's Bookstore on Burnside. So just a heads up to our local folks. And Dr. Bernstein, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. It's great to be here.
Great to have you with us. Crunch, Why Do I Feel So Squeezed and Other Unsolved Economic Mysteries, your new book. And this is a great a primer or primer, I guess, depending on what part of the world you're
from.
Yeah,
I've never been sure which one is right about that.
I've heard both in different places, okay. But the big squeeze, first of all. Let's look at the kind of macro levels of these, and you can give us the micro take. Why do people feel so squeezed? Why is it that the average person feels like there's something horrible going on in the economy? Why is it that my dad could, you know, raise four kids working in a tool and die shop, and I can't?
Well, actually, throughout the book, I answer people's questions that I took from real people, and that very question is one of them, and I'll speak to that. But the answer, simply put, is people feel squeezed because they are squeezed, and they're economically squeezed in a way that they weren't even a few short years ago, and certainly families are squeezed in precisely the way you mentioned, in ways that we haven't seen for a few decades. Now, the squeeze really has two dimensions. One is a very short-term dimension, wherein we know that food prices and particularly energy prices, of course, there's a world food crisis, but that's a different, a much more serious issue in developing countries. But here we have food prices and energy prices rising a lot more quickly, both in inflation overall and more quickly than people's paychecks. In fact, I was going to say listeners might not know. Listeners know this probably, but a lot of economists have yet to recognize that real wages, people's actual earnings, have been falling behind inflation now for 6 months in a row.
I thought they've been falling since Reagan became president.
Well, they've been for some people they've been
30 years.
No, for some, well, for the,
on
the,
average,
the median male, and this gets right to your question from a second ago. If you look at the typical male worker, right in the middle of the wage scale, the median male, his wage in 2007 was almost exactly the same to the penny when you adjust for inflation to his wage in 1973.
If you compared 73 with 53,
there was
a huge difference.
It's probably the single most important indictment of the lack of broadly shared prosperity.
It's the single largest indictment of Reaganomics? Because that's what we've been operating under for 30 years.
Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, it is, but it's occurred over regimes both left and right. And this is not simply something that happens under Republicans, doesn't happen under Democrats. This is a structural problem that actually goes beyond who's in the White House. But I do agree that that this kind of, what I actually referred to in an early book as yo-yo economics, you're on your own economics, the idea
right.
that government really has no role to play in any of these problems, absolutely is at the heart of this.
Yeah. So people actually are squeezed. Don't know much about GDP, unemployment, Wall Street versus Main Street. Why is it that when companies lay off workers, their stock goes up?
Right. Well,
why is it that the worst
I
things
see that,
get,
you know,
the more corporations are going, hey, we're more profitable.
You know, I see that. I see it on a monthly basis, by the way. I work in Washington, D.C., and one of my jobs is to follow the markets and to follow the government reports on this and that. And when the unemployment rate goes up, when we get one of these unemployment reports and the unemployment rate spikes up, a lot of times Wall Street starts popping the champagne corks and saying, great, unemployment's up. That means the Fed doesn't have to raise rates. The Fed can lower. We can get into the details.
Well, in 96, Greenspan said to the Wall Street Journal that he saw his job as adjusting interest rates to prevent wage inflation and maintaining a certain, quote, minimum level of worker insecurity.
And one of the things I detail in Crunch is precisely what a biased approach to economic policy it is, what a class bias is inherent in that. I mean, it's probably obvious to our listeners, but it's unfortunately not as obvious as it ought to be to policymakers. Look, I think to get to answer your question, there is an obvious huge gap, both in the distribution of wealth or income, but in the interests of different groups within our economy. I mean, you can talk about a capital versus labor. You can talk about Wall Street versus Main Street.
Well, you know, just in a very real sense, just at the level of the average person on the street, I'm old enough to remember growing up in Lansing, Michigan, two statewide papers, the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News. One had a labor section. The other had a business section. One was reliably supporting Democratic candidates. The other was reliably supporting Republican candidates. The labor sections that used to be in newspapers, or the labor pages that used to be in newspapers all over the United States in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even the early 80s have been gone since about the middle of the Reagan presidency.
Right.
They have been gone.
No, that's right. And part of that is symptomatic of a key shift in economic policy. It gets right to your question about layoffs and why Wall Street celebrates. The key strategy among corporate America for growing your profits, growing your industry, growing your corporation has been twofold. One is to, and they're both related, one is to globalize, and the other is to cut labor costs. Cut labor costs at all costs. If you cut labor costs, if you lay people off, if you lay everybody off to the bone, such that any, you know, Warren Buffett type pragmatic investor would look at your perspective and say, boy, did you just shoot yourself in the head? Wall Street will go out and celebrate because you are lean and mean. You're cutting labor costs. It's the most short-sighted approach
that's
exactly where we are today.
Right, and this is how Mitt Romney made all his money. It's called pump and dump, strip them down and sell them off.
So we now have a system that elevates the Romney-esque pump and dump, cut labor costs at all costs, completely ignoring what is so obvious to all of us, which is that you can't run an economy like that for more than 5 minutes without getting exactly to where we are.
Right, and you end up then wiping out your middle class, which is your cash cow, because they're the consumers.
See, what you and I are talking about right now is not, this is not like left-wing redistributed. This is basic efficiency economics.
We're talking common sense.
Bingo.
Jared Bernstein, the author of Crunch, Why Do I Feel So Squeezed? And Other Unsolved Economic Mysteries. He's with the Economic Policy Institute, by the way. EPI.org is the website. You have a section in the book, Political Economy. I think we've, to some extent, been talking about that. But you also get into the world isn't as flat as all that. I have for a long time been saying that Thomas Friedman, in as much as he's the heir to Milton and to Friedrich von Hayek, is nuts. I'm sure you're more diplomatic than I am, but the world ain't flat.
Right. I cite in a few sentences, I cite the aspects of Friedman that I agree with, and then I spend many pages elaborating the parts I don't, and very much rejecting his, I think, breathless kind of evaluation of all this stuff. In fact, I cite something in the book that I think I borrowed from Eric Alterman, where he goes to hear Thomas Friedman speak, and Friedman says, you know, I love the Caribbean Free Trade Agreement. So he gets, first of all, it's the Central American, so he gets the name wrong. Right. And then someone says, well, what's in it? Have you read it? He says, no, I haven't read it. He said, but it says Free Trade Agreement on the title, and I like it. So, I mean, this is a guy.
Like the Patriot Act.
Bingo.
You've got to be patriotic.
This is a guy with some of the most primary intellectual real estate in the country, and he's saying, I like this. Don't have to read it.
Well, he's also a guy worth $3 billion. Yeah. And I think that people who are in that top 0.1% right. understand that when these kind of bamboozlings of the American public are being done, it's going to benefit them.
So, but getting into the content, though, I begin that chapter on globalization by examining some of the benefits, the upsides, primarily in terms of lower prices. Then I spend a lot of time investigating the downsides. And the Friedman-esque cheerleaders would have us believe the trade is all up and no down. Everybody knows that's wrong.
Right.
And so what we need to do is wrap our heads around the downsides and figure out how to tap the benefits of the upsides to offset the downsides.
Right. And nobody has pointed out, you know, I'd be willing to pay more for the stuff at Walmart if my paycheck is 20% bigger.
Right.
30% or
50%. Oh, I absolutely stress that this idea that you can somehow have this horse race between prices and wages as your economic strategy,
right.
Not going to work.
We're talking with Jared Bernstein. We have about 20 seconds left. What's the good news? How do we fix this?
The good news is that we have a highly productive economy. Now, that productivity growth hasn't reached those the vast majority of, say, the bakers who are baking that bigger pie. We need a government that's competent and able to help reinvest the benefits of growth into folks that growth has been bypassing for far too long.
We need to hire some politicians who realize that Reagan was crazy. Or that Reaganomics really was voodoo economics. That George Herbert Walker Bush was right, although he nonetheless had to keep going down that road. It's a tragic thing. Jared Bernstein, for those folks who are local here in Portland, he'll be at Annie Bloom's tomorrow night and Powell's day after tomorrow. His new book, Crunch, Why Do I Feel So Squeezed? And Other Unsolved Economic Mysteries, EPI.org. Thanks, Jared.
My pleasure, Tom.
16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
So why use a locally owned business when you need a product or service? Well, 76 Mortgage would like you to know that when you shop at locally owned businesses, 45 cents of every dollar stays right here in Arizona versus only 13 cents for every dollar spent at a big out-of-state corporation. 76 Mortgage has always used only local appraisers, local lenders, and local realtors. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX since the very beginning. Over the years, they've received calls trying to deter their support, but they feel strongly about advertising on a station that promotes local business. In fact, 76 Mortgage can actually save you money as an independently owned broker because they can shop for the lowest rates available for you versus the national banks, which sell only their own products. So when you need a loan, put your money where your house is, locally, of course. For your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN and buy local today.
Did you know that U-Haul installed hitches improve the utility value of any vehicle? Your car, truck, or van can accomplish any number of tasks it could not do before. Recreational applications such as towing your boat, camper, or personal watercraft, commercial applications such as towing landscaping or construction equipment, and of course, moving with a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul pays attention to details and is constantly striving to develop towing technology to make recreational towing safer. To learn more about U-Haul towing equipment, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. We invest our time finding the latest in outdoor products and great places to visit so you can spend your time enjoying the lakes and rivers of beautiful Arizona. Pick up Arizona Boating and Water Sports at hundreds of outdoor retailers around the valley and state or visit azbw.com today. Arizona Boating and Water Sports is a locally and family-owned publication matching retailers to outdoor enthusiasts who truly love playing in the beauty Arizona has to offer. For affordable advertising and classified advertising, in print or online, visit azbw.com today. That's azbw.com.
Local economies are strong economies. Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. 1480 KPHX prides itself on providing the Valley a truly unique, independent voice and also on working primarily with locally owned businesses. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers, the way it's supposed to be. Often the most important ballot you can cast is with your own wallet. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Welcome back. Congressman Keith Ellison, representing the 5th District of Minnesota, is on the line with us, the Democrat from Minnesota. And first of all, welcome back, Congressman.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
I'm just doing well. It is always great having you on the program. I'm a big fan of yours. You're doing great work in Congress. And there was this absolutely outrageous. This is every week we do a labor segment in this time period. Now I wanted to get you on to talk about what happened, mostly in the Senate, actually. But the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, got together and said we need to tip our hat to Cesar Chavez.
That's right.
And it seems that there was a group of people in Congress who said, ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Tell us the story.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what happened.
Well, a number of Republicans in the Senate got together to block it. The fact is that, the Senate has rules which require a certain percentage, just about 60%, to bring something up. Otherwise, they can just block stuff. And they exercise that prerogative to make sure that Cesar Chavez, who isn't just a Hispanic leader or a person of color leader, but actually is a leader for labor rights for people of all colors, just said this great American will not be able to get any honor from the Congress.
Now, this was just a simple resolution, wasn't it? Marking
just
Chavez's 81st birthday on the 31st?
That's all. Just a resolution. 30. But you know what? It really just sort of points to the fact that when you're talking about increasing opportunity, economic justice, when you're talking about empowering people who really do the hard work and make America go, that some of our friends in the Republican Party just have no sympathy or identification with them. I mean, John McCain at one time voted against MLK.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm going to say this in a way that probably you're too diplomatic to say, but you can tell me whether you think that I may have a sense of this right. I mean,
let her rip.
Okay, the Republicans filibustering a resolution to simply honor Cesar Chavez's 81st birthday on March 31st is part of their anti-immigration strategy, which is really part of essentially a let's appeal to the white racists and scare them about, oh my God, the brown people are coming strategy.
Yeah, that's what it's about. See,
it's the bottom line.
Yeah, well, and that's the second from the bottom line in my thinking. The bottom line is he doesn't want any solidarity between American workers of diverse colors.
Among Latinos and African Americans in particular.
Or whites,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, he doesn't want any. He doesn't want Joe Jablonski, who is a worker in Taylor, Michigan, lining up with Jose Murillo in Texas,
right?
And getting together and being brothers and saying, "Let's you and I make sure we can get a fair wage."
Yeah, because they
don't want none of that.
Yeah, because the only way the Republicans can ever win an election is by dividing people against each other.
Right. They stand opposed to human solidarity. We stand in favor of it. You know,
amen.
That's us. That's them. You know.
There you go. We're talking with Congressman Keith Ellison of the 5th District in Minnesota, and his website, by the way, ellison.house.gov. And Congressman, if I can change the subject just for a moment, we only have about 2 minutes here left. But you're the only, as far as I know, the only member of Congress who's a Muslim.
Nope, there's two of us now.
Oh, there's two of you now. Okay, great. But I remember when
Julia Carson passed away, God, rest in peace, and her grandson, Andre Carson, was elected from Indianapolis just about a month ago.
Well, that's great. So we have two members of Congress. But I remember when you first came in, the right wing just went, hysterical. In fact, we had you on this program talking about it. And there is a cottage industry that has sprung up over the last few months of people sending out emails to particularly right-wing listservs, but I'm getting them all the time and people send them to me, basically suggesting that the things that you did, in other words, being sworn in
for the photograph
with your hand in the Quran, was actually Barack Obama, trying to conflate his middle name, Hussein, with your Muslimness as if that's some terrible thing, and again, appealing to the racists as well as to the Islamophobes, I don't know what the word is, your thoughts on that, sir.
Biggest works fine. Yeah, well, the thing about it is that these people are wrong if they believe that Americans are in general bigoted people. You know, we've had a momentous civil war which ripped the country apart, then a civil rights movement, and yes, there are bigots, there are people who don't believe in human solidarity, but the overwhelming majority of Americans do. These kinds of divisive tactics are not going to work, Tom. They're just not. People are smarter than they used to be, but we can't leave the work of building cultural understanding and fighting for racial justice. We can't just leave it to the side. We got to continually work on it. So, we got to work in it in our faith communities. We've got to work in it on the shop floor.
Yeah, amen. And pass card check. And
you got
let's
it.
Rebuild
you got
these
it.
Unions.
We got a pass card check.
And roll back Taft-Hartley.
And they're afraid to death of that, and we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I see it coming. I absolutely see it coming, and it is so great to have progressive members like you representing us in the United States House of Representatives.
When's the next book coming, Tom?
This fall.
Hey, man, I'm going to read it, man. You let me know.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota's 5th District. His website, ellison.house.gov. Congressman, thanks so much for being
with us.
Just doing some great work in the United States House of Representatives. 27 minutes past the hour. Our telephone number, 866-303-2270. TomHartman.com for our live chat room. AirAmerica.com for the blogs and things over there. We'll be back with your calls and more news of the day right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know you don't have to be retired to join? Even better, did you know it's only $12.50 for a full year's membership? It's true. You get exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more. Like affordable long-term care insurance, nationwide eye health savings, and supplemental group services. AARP works hard to promote health and financial security for all Americans. And AARP tackles the tough issues like health insurance and age discrimination in the workplace. Join today for just $12.50 and your spouse gets a membership free. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564. Call now and your spouse joins for free. We'll even send you a free pedometer just for joining AARP today. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
For cash, I'm Ed Donahue. The government is starting to hand out rebate checks from the economic stimulus package. President Bush does not plan to tell Americans what to do with the money.
That said, the administration's predicting enough will spend the cash to give the economy a substantial bounce later in the year.
Mark Smith, AAA, says the average price of gas nationwide is up to $3.60 a gallon. Reverend Jeremiah Wright responded in Washington today to criticism of some of his fiery sermons.
It is not an attack on Jeremiah Wright. It is an attack on the black church.
A new study finds the Food and Drug Administration allowed human testing of experimental blood substitutes even after it was shown they increased the risk of heart attack and death. Some homes have been evacuated near Los Angeles as winds sent a wildfire close to several houses. Wildfires are also a problem in the Reno, Nevada area.
It's so bad, our eyes are watering, we can hardly breathe, the wind is picking up. It's just a very, very bad situation out here for these folks.
The Dow is up about 40 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Let me guess. People have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Maybe you still think an effective website is not in your budget. Well, the professionals at Atomic Medium Web want you to know that whether you simply need a one-page site or a site update, they can help. But they can also create dynamic sites, complete with member areas, online portfolios, online shopping, and client testimonials. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is dedicated to making your website work for your business and keeping within your budget. Atomic Medium Web will work diligently with you to design a website that best represents your company's personality, your brand, and all your products and services. Atomic Medium Web wants to help your business on the web. They're dedicated to making your website work for your business. For all your website needs, simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711.
Tune in at 3 p.m. Saturday for About Face. About Face is brought to you by this station and Veterans for Peace. On our show, we not only delve into veterans' issues, but also the causes and ethics of war. We try to convey the suffering of war and find ways to avoid future wars. We believe that any sane person who has seen a war wouldn't want another. Tune in to 1480 KPHX at 3 p.m. Saturday and help us find an end to this war and all wars.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
01/20/2009.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
01/20/2009. In less than a year, he loses the house, the plane, and the title.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
01/20/2009. The end of an error. Cross your fingers and keep it here on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Stand by your local radio station and stand by your advertisers, our sponsors, and the party. Let's get out there and take this country back. 1-866-303-2270, your telephone number. Is it Arnold in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WOIC?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that this isn't the first time that the powers that be drive a wedge between poor and working whites, blacks, and other races to divide and conquer. That was the way they effectively ended Reconstruction, was by making poor whites think that blacks were somehow a threat to them. It was in 1867 that a majority black legislature in South Carolina created the first free public schools that we ever had, and it was a fully integrated school system which not only educated free blacks, but also poor whites who had never had an opportunity to go to school. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until populist racists like Ben Tillman convinced white farmers that somehow black sharecroppers were a threat to them that he was able to push through the racist Constitution of 1895.
That's interesting.
I didn't bring in the era of Jim Crow.
I didn't realize that South Carolina had been that the legislature was dominated by African Americans that early.
Yes, it was.
And to what extent, given your knowledge of the history of that area and that time, to what extent do you think that the Grange movement, which you know in large part was that populist farmer movement, it was largely a white movement, as I recall from the history that I read of it. To what extent do you think that the Grange movement was a pushback on that, or was a racist movement, or was it more just a purely populist movement?
I'm not really very knowledgeable about the Grange, but I know
that was the organized farmers, you know, the farmers unions.
Well, I know Ben Tillman got the name Pitchfork Ben because he was appealing to white farmers, and they called him Pitchfork Ben supposedly because he threatened to put a pitchfork through Rutherford Hayes if he ever came to South Carolina.
The president.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Arnold, thanks for the history lesson.
All right. Thank you.
I always love history lessons. 866-303-2270. CJ, listening on Green 960 in San Francisco in Oakland, California. Hey, CJ.
Hi, Tom. I was just wondering, when is somebody from the media or a talk show host going to stand up to dispel the imbecilic notion of a war on terror?
Well, I think I've done it 40, 50 times in the last couple months. I mean, I'll be the first to say,
A, I'm not afraid. You know, if you want to be afraid of something, consider that there is a group of men, there's a group of seven men in the United States who were dragged before Congress and all raised their hands and lied under oath, a group of seven men who are responsible for the death of more than 500,000 Americans every year. These are the executives of the tobacco companies. You want to be afraid of dying in this country? 500,000 people a year die from smoking. I am not afraid of the terrorists. I am not going to give up my liberties because they were successful in one of their, I don't mean to diminish the trauma that was experienced by the people in New York City, but nonetheless, I'm not afraid of Tim McVeigh and the right wingers just because they successfully blew up a building in Oklahoma City. I am just not going to live my life in fear. I agree.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
Well, George Bush has said the exact opposite. This is just a montage of little clips, chopped up pieces from his speech in 2004 before the Republican National Convention.
Yeah. Be afraid. September the 11th. We saw tragedy arrive on a quiet morning. The evil terrorists. Danger. Doomed killers. Be afraid. The world will drift toward tragedy. May God bless you. Evil God. Iraq. Darkness. The continuing danger.
I mean, that goes on for 2.5 minutes, you know. I mean, it's just, nothing but be afraid, be afraid.
And that's the idea, is to keep people terrorized, but terrorists around the world, terror is a tactic. It is not a country or a nation.
That's
terror
right.
Is the poorest people on earth employ the tactic of terror because they are powerless against the wealthy nations of the world.
Yeah, we used to call it asymmetric warfare.
Poverty, yeah, unless you're going to end poverty, there's going to always be terrorism. But to try to have a notion of war on terror, that's imbecilic, and we'd be fighting forever if that's what they're trying to do.
No, it's a rhetorical device like the war on poverty or the war on drugs, and which are equally stupid.
Yeah.
And, very well said, CJ. Thank you very much for the call and giving me an opportunity to get back to one of my very favorite rants. Toby in Seattle, listening on Talk 1090. Hey, Toby.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air?
Oh, hi. Hi.
What's up?
Tom, great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to throw this out there that I believe that the reason why Hillary's still in the race is because she's seriously in debt, and that Obama has agreed to do fundraisers in a joint venture with the DNC, and I believe that they're going to retire her debt.
You know, that may well be when all is said and done, if she's not the party's nominee, but I'm not quite so conspiracy-minded, Toby. I am of the opinion that Hillary thinks that if she can stay in the race long enough, that Barack will make some fatal mistake, and that he will stumble and fall, and she'll be the one left, the only one left standing. And, frankly, I think that that's her only hope right now. Although, you know, Ellen Ratner just said, you know, she's up 5 points in Indiana, a strong victory in Indiana. They're fighting for the hearts and minds of the uncommitted superdelegates. And
Indiana won't vote for a Democrat anyway.
Well, yeah.
Solidly red state.
But tell that to the Clinton and Obama teams. I mean, you know, it's we'll see how it shakes out. Toby, thanks a lot for the call. It's an interesting concept. The Tupac in Phoenix, Arizona, listening to KPHX. Hey, Tupac. You're on the air. Oh, you're not on the air. Okay, you're not there. Deborah in Beaverton, Oregon. Hey, Deborah.
Hi, Tom. Sorry, I've been listening so long on the speaker. Anyway.
No, that's quite all right. Thank you for being so patient. What's up?
The first comment that I want to make is, number one, God and Jesus are not running mates. I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
The next thing that I'm tired of is that basically all of this Reverend Wright stuff is blaming or working against Obama by proximity.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, it's not just that. It's not just proxy or proximity. It's also trying to associate him with a part of the black culture that is frightening or intimidating to people in the white culture who have never had exposure to the black culture.
Okay,
I
can understand that. But the one thing that, I mean, it appears to be the wonderful divisive portion of the Republican machine.
Oh, absolutely.
When it comes to, is that they do everything they can to look away from the simple things that are in their closet that could cause problems. And the reason
sure.
that I'm talking about that is a book that was written called The Plot to Seize the White House. Okay.
Are you talking about the coup against Franklin Roosevelt that was planned
right.
in 1934?
And the fact that the current sitting president's grandfather was part of that coup.
Yeah, yeah. It is not often mentioned, the Prescott Bush's, Brown Brothers Harriman, you know, it being arguably being. I mean, the fact of the matter is that once Roosevelt found out about it, you know, through the good graces of Smedley Butler, once Roosevelt found out about it, he basically quashed any investigations into it because he didn't want the word to travel. Most Americans don't even know that it happened, but you're right. There have been several books written about it. And it is an important chapter in our history. I mean, there was actually, forget about assassination attempts, this was a coup attempt. And they were quite serious, and it was funded by some of the most powerful bankers, mostly, on Wall Street. And there was a small possibility they could have been successful. Alan in Portland. Hey, Alan.
Yes, sir. Thank you again for the show. Comment concerning the progressive tax.
You mean the carbon tax?
Carbon tax.
Yeah.
Here's a suggestion. I'm a pilot as yourself and have flown over the state of Oregon for decades now. This is a large state, and a mileage tax is not going to fly for western states. What I suggest right. is a cubic inch engine tax on all internal combustion engines, from aircraft engines to diesel engines, automobile engines, marine engines. So when it comes time to re-register to get your tags, whatever your cubic inch of your engine is, you get taxed on that.
Or the mileage.
Not the mileage, no.
Why not?
Well, I'm from Southern Oregon, and I have friends out in Eastern Oregon, and when you've got to travel 30, 40, or more miles one way to go to the store, that is just too much of a tag on people.
No, I understand. No, I don't mean mileage driven. I mean the gas efficiency, because with hybrid engines and plug-in engines and things like that coming down the road, there are going to be vehicles that will have, you know, fairly large engine blocks, 4 and 6 cylinder engines, that have an electric motor in them, and they can plug them in and then get 70, 80 miles to the gallon.
Right, but it's going to take a while for those type of cars to filter down to the folks that are making less than $20,000 a year.
I agree, but it may be a whole lot sooner than you think.
Well, the other problem is these automobiles today. I used to work in a parts department for an automobile dealership, and these cars are designed to only last so long. By the time these hybrid electrics finally filter down to the individuals that can afford a car that's worth maybe $1,200 or $1,500 or less, these things will not have the life left in them, and then who knows what it's going to cost to replace these batteries that goes in these cars. Individuals who are making minimum wage are not going to be able to replace batteries in these things.
Yeah, I remember the first hybrid I had was a Honda Insight, and instead of having one giant battery like they do in the Prius, they had tubes that look sort of like fluorescent bulbs, and inside those tubes were basically D cells. And I don't know if they're NiCads or lithium ion or what, but they were these D cells. And so you could replace the individual batteries when they went bad. It seems like a much more economical way to do it. But you know, there's a lot we can do with technology. 45 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know you don't have to be retired to join? Even better, did you know it's only $12.50 for a full year's membership? It's true. You get exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more. Like affordable long-term care insurance, nationwide eye health savings, and supplemental group services. AARP works hard to promote health and financial security for all Americans. And AARP tackles the tough issues like health insurance and age discrimination in the workplace. Join today for just $12.50 and your spouse gets a membership free. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564. Call now and your spouse joins for free. We'll even send you a free pedometer just for joining AARP today. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix. And I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting, entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-338. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571 for a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Before the hour, strange stuff going on out there in the world. I'm telling you, it's downright crazy. Florida pawn shop owners say the high price of gold has led to a mass influx of people seeking to sell their gold teeth, dental caps, filling, and bridge work. Pawn shop proprietor said that while in previous years they would occasionally encounter people seeking to sell their gold teeth, the number of customers seeking cash for their dental work has skyrocketed. It's mostly bad economy, partly high price of gold, but whatever it is, it's crazy. John in Portland, Oregon. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hey.
I have two comments about things that were talked about earlier on your show.
Mm-hmm.
The first is... that there's a basic misunderstanding about what global warming is. The actual term was coined back in the 70s, and it was global climate change. It doesn't necessarily mean that everything's going to get warmer.
Right.
It could mean that things will change and weather patterns will change.
Well, if the North Atlantic current shuts down, Europe could be thrown into an ice age in the midst of all this.
Absolutely. The science, the pop science that was exposed in the movie... The day after, or the
yep.
whatever the
yeah
that was actually based on true events that have happened, and it's recorded in history in the, in the geological record.
Yeah, the last time it happened, or the last time the current started itself back up was 11,000 years ago, and it ended the last ice age.
Right, and if anyone wants to read a really fascinating book on some of the effects of that, read Fingerprints of the Gods by Graham Hancock. The second thing that I'd like to say is that I believe that the U.S. military is building these huge bases in the Middle East simply to gain control of the oil supply there so that they can perpetuate their control over the smaller countries in the world. And that's the whole reason why we're in Iraq, and eventually we're going to go into Iran.
Yeah, I cannot argue with that statement, John. Thank you very much for calling and making it. Gary in Miami listening on WINS. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Tom. I got a couple comments. Number one, the more I hear Reverend Wright speak, such as on Bill Moyer's show and on CNN last night, the more I like him, the more I respect him, and the more I respect Barack Obama for going to his church.
Yeah, I think Ellen's comments about his taking a question about AIDS and it, you know, probably now being taken out of context, and now the bloviators are going to be saying Reverend Wright's saying that AIDS is a white conspiracy or something. Setting that aside, which may be difficult to do, he comes across and is obviously a patriot, a Marine, a very well-educated man, a very thoughtful and introspective man, and frankly, a man very committed to his faith and to the people, not just in his community, but in the entire United States of America.
I think he cares a great deal about mankind.
Yeah, yeah, and let's you know, for the record, also note that the church that he's the pastor of is not just an African American church.
That's right.
It has a substantial white population, substantial Latino population as well.
And you know, I see such a tremendous divide nowadays between the haves and the have-nots in this country, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, etc. I think that we might be seeing the beginning or the foundation of a civil war.
I think we're seeing the end of it, Gary.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I there was a thing on Huffington Post yesterday about how Vogue is now starting to show black models, how it's now fashionable to be black. I think that what is happening is that America is becoming more multicultural. It is becoming more multiracial. We're more accepting of differences. Like, for example, you know, we've got a couple of states now where there's either civil unions or gay marriage, and it's just not even an issue anymore. It's like, hey, you know, okay, big deal. I remember when the civil unions were passed in Vermont and everybody was, you know, all the right wingers were going, this is going to destroy the state. It didn't. It actually brought some tourism in. That was about it. I think that, frankly, America's waking up. And what you're seeing in the media, the stuff that's being really pushed and hyperbloviated and, you know, waving around, the Pat Buchanans of the world, who I heard speak in Atlanta, by the way, when he was running for president back long ago and far away. This was in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, whatever year it was he ran for president. I was living, my family and I lived in Atlanta. We took our kids to hear him speak because we said, you know, if Hitler was giving an early speech in the 30s, we'd want you to know what he had to say. And honest to God, Pat Buchanan got up on that platform, and I would say at least every third or fourth sentence was those people. He kept referring to those people. He referred to the international bankers, which was, you know, code for those Jews. He kept referring to those people who want to take your jobs, which was code for those Hispanics or those African Americans. The audience was 100% white. Most of the security guys were skinheads. I mean, it was one of the most bizarre and frightening things that I've ever experienced. And Louise, my kids were with me. We were just absolutely shocked. And I'm just astounded that, you know, given that history, that, you know, he's on TV every day. I mean, it's like, wow, this guy is about as, but I think that he's moderated and softened over the years because America has. I think that we're moving in the right direction. Gary, I got to move along. I'm sorry. I'm just, we only have a minute here left and I want to get a couple more callers in. Tupac in Phoenix. Let's try it again, Tupac.
Hello, Tom. Last time I talked, I think it was before we had achieved passage of the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples back in September. I hope we can still get some programming on your show related to that issue.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you.
But I wanted to mention today in the discussion on race and racism and the interrelationship between the European Americans and the rest of the populations, not only in the U.S. Of America, but America as a whole, meaning the continent. I think one of the concepts is that in the terminology, we haven't clarified the concept of white people. It's used all the time in the media,
Yeah. Tupac, you know, you're bringing up an important point, and it deserves more time than we have right now because we're flat out of time. It's the end of the show. But give me a call sometime a little later in the week, and let's get into this. Let's spend 2 or 3 minutes actually digging into it. Thank you very much for your call. Coming up tomorrow, I'll be challenging Ronnie Deutsch of the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center about her opinion of which presidential candidate has the best plan for taxes and the economy. I think she likes McCain. This will be interesting. And I'll be exposing the dirty tricks of Karl Rove and the Bush administration with a man who's been at the center of the Republican hit storm, Governor Don Siegelman, who's going to be with us. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. See you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Aleve D.
The D is for difference.
Aleve D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Aleve D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Aleve D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Aleve D sinus.
Ask for it at the pharmacy counter and feel the difference.
Aleve D sinus and cold.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use as directed.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. My eyes get itchy, I try to scratch them, forget it. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make me drowsy. In fact, with Claritin, I'm alert and focused, so I get back to feeling like myself again. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Whoa, front row seats? What'd you do, hit the lottery?
Nope, just picked up some quick extra cash from Cash for Gold.
Cash for Gold? How does that work?
You simply just call 1-800-635-6815. Request a free refiner's return pack. Then you can send them your unwanted gold, your silver, your platinum jewelry for quick cash.
Oh yeah? How long does that take?
You'll have your cash fast, within 24 hours from the time Cash for Gold receives your package.
Wow, golden.
Oh yeah, plus Cash for Gold pays 5% more than their largest competitors, and all items are sent 100% insured.
Turn your unwanted jewelry to cash today. Call 1-800-635-6815 to request your free refiner's return pack. That's 1-800-635-6815.
So what do you think of these tickets? Aren't you glad I used Cash for Gold?
Yeah, but did you pay for that guy's ticket too?
Call Cash for Gold right now. 1-800-635-6815. Turn your unwanted jewelry to cash today. Cash for Gold.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Thousands of people are checking their accounts online today as the government begins sending rebates to taxpayers who filed electronically. While a lot of experts are saying those rebates need to be spent to help the economy, White House Press Secretary Dana Perino says the president is offering no advice on what to do with that money.
We still believe that the stimulus package will have the desired effect of boosting the economy and creating about 500,000 jobs before the end of the year.
With diesel fuel at $4 a gallon, truckers are protesting in Washington. AP's Jerry Bodlander has the latest.
Trucks of every size and cab color are parading here in front of the Capitol, their horns blaring to protest the high cost of gasoline. They want Congress to step in and do something about it. And even though there are a couple of blocks from the Capitol, the sound of the horns can be heard inside.
Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama's former pastor, is in Washington today making no apologies for his opinions about government policy and calling criticism of his sermons an attack on the black church. Political historian Alan Lichtman says attention on Wright is clouding the campaign.
All of that simply distracts from the ability of Obama to get his message out and to focus.